Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilponian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Hey, there's even a fridge! This is great! You can put six packs of soda in here. Milk, yogurt, you can put candy bars in the freezer.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Paul Perillo.
I have what doctors call a bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
And Andy. And Andy?
You know where the weight room is?
Andy Hart.
Were you watching Spank Provision? Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name? Buddy Wackett?
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Eric Scalavino.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
I'm going to make you toast to the best bunch of freaks ever born. Maybe we weren't the smartest guys.
Huh? Maybe we spent a little too much time puking off balconies.
But we had fun, huh?
Yeah! All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. We are here. It is Tuesday.
You notice that all right is Fred's version of aloha? It can mean hello or goodbye.
Right.
All right, we're here. Or all right, that's going to do it.
It is. Shalom, aloha.
Well
aloha.
Done. Yeah.
Right.
Well
Ciao.
Done, Fred.
It all works. Anyway, it's Tuesday, and it's hot. It's been hot. June was the hottest month on record for New England, this June.
Really?
Yep. Hottest June on record.
July's going to be up there.
Yeah, July's going to be up there, too.
We haven't had a break since June, right? I mean, it's been going nonstop.
My air conditioner's been on pretty much the whole time.
Yeah.
And I hate doing that. I hate doing that.
We're just a little over a week away from the opening of training camp. We're very excited about that.
Away from Fred Kirsch Bash 2010.
So we've got things to talk about today. It's Andy, Eric, and Fred, Toyota in the booth. Paul is on vacation.
You may have seen a photo of him
in
the
blog.
Florida with Randy Moss on the blog.
If you haven't, check it
out.
Check out the PFW Online blog.
Imagine that. And Paul goes there and he gets to hang out with Randy Moss.
Picture with Paul and Randy Moss. Do you think he knew that Moss is going to be down there?
They coordinated trips, you think?
Yeah, when he coordinated.
They are pretty tight.
You know?
It's true. Birds of a feather.
That would certainly become our example. You know how we always like to say Moss fits in so well, he knew who Ray Ventrone was and chummed it up with him.
Yep. Chummed it up with Paul.
Paul will now become
See, that always bothers me, though, when one of you guys do something and you don't tell me before. Like, if Paul had said, I'm going to be with Moss down in Florida,
right.
He could have made
a
camera
in the
crew,
paper.
Done something with it.
Well, obviously somebody took a picture of it.
I mean, a video, done something with Kraft Sports production. We could have done something with that.
Well,
you know, he should just, just share a little news before.
But he's all about himself. He's Paul Perillo.
Yeah.
That's his name. There's a big eye in the middle.
Well, if you haven't seen it, check it out on the blog. Paul and Randy Moss. So Paul gets his 15 minutes. That doesn't do anything good for the paper, but,
Paul doesn't care about the paper.
No, because, Andy and I have been carrying this paper on our backs for the last 5 years anyways.
And Paul.
Which
is actually heavier than the paper.
I know.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We will be here until 2 o'clock taking your calls and emails, talking Patriots, getting ready for the camp coming up. Very excited. Excited to get out there in my shorts and my T-shirt.
That's the most exciting part for this crew anyway.
What, you like to see Fred in shorts?
No, being able to dress up in shorts and T-shirts and come to work.
Right.
I just wish Brady were going to be here, because according to John Clayton, it's still a possibility.
I was kind of going to wait to lead up to this, but,
it's a possibility I'll be pregnant someday.
Because it's the slow time of year, unless guys are getting in trouble, there's not a lot of news.
Or Marcus signing. Russell. If Jamarcus Russell had a team, that team would be mad that he got in trouble.
So guys like John Clayton and
Lunch is here.
Somebody from Nessus today, I read a story of Jessica Insner.
Oh, yeah. Isner. Yeah, I read that too.
You know, just throwing it up against the wall. What if Brady doesn't come to – it's just nonsense.
What if a bus hits him when he's walking across the parking lot here at Gillette Stadium?
I mean, do you agree with me that
– Yes, it's
ridiculous.
Idiocy.
Yeah.
It's irresponsible.
Now, if he had a source
– journalism.
If he had a source that said, you know, someone very close to Tom Brady is saying that he's not going to show up.
Right.
Then you go with that and you say, I have a source who said that. If you're just wildly
just
speculating.
It's a possibility.
Well, sure. Yeah. Oh, that looks pretty good.
Oh, jackpot.
You know, so I just think it's nonsense. But because it is the slow time of the year, everybody's talking about
it. Right.
You know.
And he's getting his name by he did it in print. Now he's doing some on the radio, kind of keeping it going.
He was with John Clayton, you're talking about.
Yeah, John Clayton.
Right. He was with Mike and Mike in the Morning. Was it today?
Pencil-necked geek.
Yesterday.
And
John Salisbury was right about him. The overnight radio on ESPN. He's all over the place. He's promoting John Clayton.
I mean, but he's whoring himself out. He's apparently willing to just tie himself to a non-story.
So my question is, you know, does Brady... because Brady has changed his lifestyle since we first known him, does he earn this type of let's throw it up against the wall stories? Whereas I don't think anyone in Indianapolis is saying, hey.
Well, wait a minute. No one in New England is saying that Brady's not going to show up. Let's not get national. Don't stick us with John Clayton. He's from Seattle. He's a national reporter from Seattle.
Jennifer Isner or Jessica.
I don't know her from a hole in the wall. She's one of their.
Who is this woman?
I don't know.
On air people, right? Isn't it Jessica?
Is that that's not the girl that...
Is she the tennis player's wife?
I don't know. But she's irrelevant. That's the bottom line. No one here with any credibility is saying, wow, Brady might not show up.
She was writing about it today.
Okay, she's irrelevant. A lot of people can write stuff. That doesn't mean it's relevant.
Yeah, but Nessun,
it's interesting.
Nessun in New England is relevant. It's
not really.
Okay, well, they just happen to have the Red Sox games and
exactly. That's
and
why
Bruins.
You just said why they're relevant. They are not relevant because of their reporting.
No, but because
that is irrelevant. They're trying to grow that, but they are far behind Comcast in that area.
That was more of an
opinion.
People
go to Comcast for their news in that area. That even their analysis, their opinion.
Yeah. I kind of took that as more of an opinion piece from her, not necessarily a news piece.
When I want her opinion, I'll give it to her.
I agree with that, but it's like, again, you know, you can have an opinion on anything, and all of a sudden it becomes. This is what people are saying. Wow, you know.
But that's John Clayton. She didn't have the opinion until John Clayton had the opinion.
No, but it's the media making news.
Right.
And then the more you say it.
But he should be saying it about Indy as well. Maybe Peyton Manning won't show up.
Yeah.
He should be saying it.
Hey, Toyota, can you put on First Take really quick? Mike Reese is talking about the Brady
ESPN2?
Contract situation.
What do you want?
ESPN2?
ESPN2.
Audio?
Forget it.
S'il vous plaît.
Forget it. His hands are full of food.
What's that?
Is that hair gel?
And for more on Brady's contract and all other things Boston sports related, be sure.
Oh, we just missed it. All right. Anyway.
Sorry.
That's good radio.
Anyway, Mike Reese from ESPN Boston.
They were just advertising ESPN Boston.
Just on ESPN talking about
that. He blogged about what he said.
Yeah.
He said, based on what he blogged, that he'd be shocked if Brady weren't here. Shocked.
Oh, yeah.
We all would be shocked.
We all would. He'd also be shocked if he doesn't sign a contract here, I believe he also wrote. This is much ado about nothing.
Yep.
Thanks to John Clayton. Maybe Clayton felt like he was getting pushed out by Schefter and Mortensen. Oh, I got to get back out there. I'm John Clayton. I'll say Brady might not come. There's a possibility.
By the way, there was a report in today's clips, too. I forget which outlet printed it, but saying that Brady was expected in town this weekend.
Yep.
Kind of, throwing the cold water on all these people who are...
Well, what if Vincent Jackson decides to go and shoot up San Diego practice facility?
You know, there's a possibility.
He could. There's a possibility. It's nonsense.
It is. It's absolute
it's just
nonsense.
Fred Kirsch reporting.
Right. You know, and it just bothers me that this is what we
some
have.
Some a-hole. I'm going to say it.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought I'd, you know, of course we have to talk about it because it's out there. And
yeah.
Now,
yeah.
The other side of that coin I'd like to talk about. There are certain reporters in this town who I feel like have written dozens of stories
about the same topic,
about why the Patriots could not possibly sign Tom Brady. Every rule and hurdle, 30% rule and roster bonus rules and all these rules for why they couldn't possibly sign Tom Brady at this point. Does he actually collect a paycheck from the team? That's what I want to know.
Who's this, Albert Breer?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, hand him a check for $45 million, and all those rules go out the window.
But, I will say this about that Albert Breer, and you're referring to a story that he wrote, I think, for Sunday? Was it Sunday?
He's written it almost
literally
every day.
Yeah. He's done it for weeks now and months.
But I think there's some merit to that story, because if nothing else, it does show how complicated the climate is right now at this period of time, and what teams need to consider when they're doing those types of enormous contracts.
But it's called muddying the water, is what it's called.
Well, it's muddying the water, but those are valid concerns that teams have.
Right? For most players.
Yeah, but
for people named Manning and Brady,
right.
Yeah. You write them the check for $40 million and walk away.
Because you don't know what the implication of that will be when the new CBA comes out. You don't. You just don't. You know, the last time they had...
It does not matter.
It does matter.
I don't think it does. I agree with Andy, because... The commissioner's whole reason for trying to get this rookie salary scale, wage scale in place is so that the veterans, proven veterans, guys like Manning and Brady, can get their big money contracts after they've proven they deserve them.
Right, but
what we need to do is draw a line. You just said guys like Manning and Brady. There's no S needed. There's no word guys needed. Manning and Brady are different from every single other player in the league. They are the two best quarterbacks
and
in the prime of their careers. So maybe Breeze, but he's not even going to be a free agent, right?
They're reworked. But see, here's the problem that no owner would ever admit, but it's true. They can overcome those muddy waters and rules by just simply like you said, writing them a check and getting it all done. I'm not sure Irsay or Robert Kraft have $50 million in cash to do that. And that's what's required to do what you're saying.
Well, then tell me that. That's the story I want. The Crafts don't actually have liquid assets of $45 million.
And I'm not saying that they don't. I just don't know.
And that's
but
why
don't
Jamari
mask
Smith,
it behind right. some rule and loophole. The bottom line is, if you wanted to sign him to that deal, you could do it.
And I think that's why Jamari Smith keeps hounding on, I want all the books released from all these teams so we can see what their financials are and see if they're really crying poor mouth for real or if it's just a smokescreen.
But you see, the way I understand it is, if you knew what was coming up, you wouldn't have to write the whole thing right now. You could spread it out and, that's the thing that I think an Irsay or a Robert Kraft might be thinking. That's $50 million cash right now.
Right.
It's not prorated over the life of the contract.
All right, so here's my question then. If... As we've said many times on the show, players of the Brady Manning caliber who reach the second to last year of their contract, usually at that point they get it reworked, redone, extended, whatever. In both of these guys' cases, they didn't, and they're entering the final year of their contracts. Did the owners of both of those teams really decide that 2 years out from potentially ending the CBA, that they weren't going to know what the labor situation was like? Did they really look at it that way and say, the uncertainty of the CBA.
You're saying they shouldn't have waited to this year. They should have done it last year.
Well, I'm wondering if they really considered.
How it's usually done is what he's saying.
And I'm wondering if the uncertainty of the CBA that far out caused them to both say, well, let's wait. Let's wait till we know for sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, the other issue is, and you said owners don't want to talk about whether they have the money. The other thing owners don't want to talk about and shouldn't talk about is if they're working together, because that's called collusion. But if they were unwritten rules, agreements that we're owners, right now we're not writing checks for $50 million because we're in a dispute with these players. We're not handing them that much money, and that would set a bad precedent. That would look bad. That would
– well, and
I don't know what the reasoning specifically
would
be.
You have the Rams with Sam Bradford.
But they kind of have to do business as business is being done. To get him to play, they have to sign him.
But it doesn't help the other 31 owners.
But they're just – all they're doing is falling in line. Matthew Stafford got X, Sam Bradford gets Y. It's a big number. It's not right. It may be the last year that we may be the team that gets stuck in the last year of a bad system, whatever. But if they want a quarterback, they have to play business as usual. It stinks for them. You know, it'll really suck for them if they get roped into a contract and a year later the number one overall pick gets you know, $3 million a year.
But it's just crazy when you juxtapose that against Manning and Brady. You got a kid who's never played a down in the NFL.
Part of why we have a CBA unrest, and it's not this easy fix, just renew an agreement. There are a lot of issues at hand. That's one of them. The fact that a guy who's never played in the league is going to get $45 million guaranteed, whereas two quarterbacks that have
won four Super Bowls,
five league MVPs, three Super Bowl MVPs, Hall of Famers, no questions asked, have all these issues trying to get a contract out.
Right.
There's all these loopholes and things they got to look for to try to pay him. Don't just try to pay him. I bet you Brady would take a 5% raise on whatever you hand Sam Bradford. You guarantee him $46 million, you guarantee me $50 million, and we'll call it a day.
Yeah. You know, the other, you're talking about a guy like Sam Bradford.
What are those things?
And obviously, you know, he's a quarterback, so, you know, his contract.
Peter Bread.
In a first overall
pick. You like Peter, right?
He's going to make a lot of money under the current system. Short of, you know, just a rookie, you know, salary cap. You know, at the end of the day, if Sam Bradford becomes this all-pro, in 2 years, that's not fair to him either, that he's stuck with this kind of rookie salary cap for 4 years. So maybe they can do kind of a compromise where you got to have a rookie salary cap for the first 2 years, but after first 2 years, both sides have to renegotiate.
Well, the NBA,
and
I believe,
that could be good for the player or the team, because if the guy stinks,
right, then
maybe
you can,
now I have to pay him even less.
The NBA has, three-year deals for first-round picks, and they're pretty much slotted in. You sign it, you're the number one overall pick, you get your – and then the teams and both sides have to decide to extend it at some point. I believe there's a – like in year two, you can extend it for a certain amount of money. But
yeah, but see,
it's a shorter span.
But is it – does the team have the option? Because as a fan and as an owner, I wouldn't like to have short rookie contracts, because I invest, I build this guy up, and then he can do whatever he wants after 3 years.
That's what I said. I believe in year two, there's an option that the team can extend.
Team has.
There's some money involved. You know, you're increasing.
Right.
It's like an acceleration of dollars.
So that I like that. I think that
you'd have to
makes
figure
sense.
Out the specifics involved. But
I think that
sure.
makes sense.
Sure.
You know, as long as it's a team option, and if the team exercises that option,
well, what does the player? What does the player get?
A significant amount of money.
No. But I'm saying, right now, the way the system is, these high picks get all their money up front, a ton of money. So, but you're asking, under the new system, it still has to be tailored to the team. What does the player get on that side? That's why this gets muddy.
Here's what I'm saying.
As an owner, you're asking the players to give something up.
Let's say,
so you need to lure them into
something up as well. Yeah.
So after the 2 years, the team has to renegotiate. Both sides have to renegotiate. If the team wants to extend the contract, then there's certain triggers that go in that forces the team to give them X amount of dollars. Now maybe it's the top five, you know, average of the top five, you know, of that position. So now if he's a quarterback, he's going to get huge money. But the team has that option after 2 years to extend him for maybe another 4 years. So now you know you've got the guy for 6 years. Yeah, you're going to pay outrageous money, but he's proven himself.
So maybe
he's worth it.
Yeah, maybe the longer you extend, the bigger his bonuses
or
whatever.
Something like that. You know, so it's got to be good for both sides.
Right.
You know, it's got to be fair.
I think the franchise tag is going to be a big chip there. Because you're asking players to take less money up front. I think the way to get them to do that is say, but the team isn't going to be able to hold you hostage for an extra couple years at year five or whatever it is. I think there'll always be a Brady franchise tag for truly elite, you know, average of the top three players in the league, something ridiculous. But I think you're going to see some rule in place where way fewer franchise tags will be used. It'll basically just be for quarterbacks, and that's it.
What if they make you be, like, the highest-paid player if you're franchised?
Right.
Yeah, it should
I think it will be something along those lines. So you won't get some kicker getting franchised, some Tabucky Jones getting franchised, some backup quarterback. None of that crap will happen, in my opinion. That has to go away in the future.
It should mean what it really says. You're the face of the franchise.
I believe
basically.
John Elway was the guy that they had in mind. That Pat Bowlen wasn't signing anything that couldn't guarantee he was going to keep John Elway. If you don't measure up to John Elway, then you shouldn't be part of the rule. Now, I don't fault teams for using it. You're using it to your...
Those are the way the business was done, right. But
I mean, it's like the Larry Bird rule in basketball. It was thought of for Larry Bird, but all these players who couldn't hold Larry Bird's jock get to ride his coattails into...
Yeah. The spirit of the rule was for exactly that, a franchise player.
Right.
So Bucky Jones isn't a franchise player.
Never has been, never will be. No one, not to Bucky Jones nor Bill Belichick, thought he was. It was just a business tool.
All right. So we can talk about all that stuff. We can talk about training camp coming up. What are you looking for in training camp? What do you think is going to be
We can talk about T.O.
The most important thing, I've read a lot of stories from various people doing their previews now. And, you know, they come up with the obvious. A lot depends on how good the Patriots' defense will be this year. You can't disagree with that.
Well,
but you can
also counter-argument is a lot will depend on the other thing we harped on last year. Do they develop a third receiving option behind Moss and Welker? Because if they had a better third receiving option for Brady to go to, and they convert a couple first downs, that makes the defense not as bad.
That and it also makes the offense better than it was last year. But in my opinion, even with all the injuries to the running backs and Maroney fumbling and the problems with wide receiver, the problem was the defense, I believe.
If you want to list the problems, I would probably go defense. But
number one,
I still think the Joey Galloway lack of a third option,
there were
no receivers
on offense.
It killed the offense. It was a big reason why.
No, but I think the offense killed the offense too. They didn't have the weapons at Brady's disposal.
But despite that, they were still productive.
Right.
The defense, on the other
hand,
that
point in the show, brought to you by Wright Windows.
Right. The defense, on the other on the other hand, you know, I think that Tom Curran had a good story today. From CSNE. Is that what they call themselves these days?
I think you dropped an N.
I just called them Comcast.
I believe it's CSNNE.
Okay.
It's too many.
I think he had a good story where he backed up the case of, you know, forget about, you know, what they're saying about, you know, the defense and the offense. Look at the facts and look at the critical times when you needed plays and the defense just couldn't do it. And he really pinpointed the secondary rather than, you know, the sort of fashionable thing is to look at the pass rush. He focused on the secondary and he backed it up with stats.
And there's also the fact that there are going to be a lot of young players who are going to be contributing quite a bit on this team, and whether or not they fulfill that potential that a lot of people think they all have is going to determine how well this team does. I mean, if you're only relying on a handful of veterans to win you games, you could be in trouble. You're going to need a lot of these young players who are in supporting roles to step up and become.
And that's another thing I want to talk about is, you know, we talked about the youth versus age on this team. And, you know, we found out that the Patriots aren't exactly the youngest team. But I think the guys on especially offense bring up that average. Kevin Faulk, Tom Brady, Randy Moss.
The older guys
are
very old
line as a unit.
Right. When you look at the defense as a whole, and if you think that that's the number one thing that needs to improve, in order to improve, you're depending on a lot of young guys to do it.
Right. I wanted to just rewind just a bit. I read that Tom Curran piece, and if Tomasz can print it out, I believe the most interesting comment in that entire piece, before he got to the stats or anything else, was maybe the second sentence. And he used something to the effect of the secondary was not championship motivated as a group, as a whole, was not championship motivated. And I really thought that was his way of calling into question the post-game laughing it up after losses that we saw from guys like Merriweather and McGowan, the Sean Springs issue. I thought he really called that out. Maybe I don't even know if it was intentional on his part or not. That was a big issue last year with that group as a whole. Yeah. I mean, you look at it.
Maturity.
Every player in that group, save for Brandon Merriweather, I believe, was quote-unquote benched at some period of time by this team. After Denver, Sean Springs and Lee Bodden were benched.
That's right.
Sean Springs never recovered, clearly.
McGowan,
Lee Bodden did because they brought him back.
Benched.
McGowan was benched. James Sanders was benched.
Right.
Darius Butler had his ups and downs and at times was removed from the lineup. Jonathan Wilhite, after the debacle in Indy, a couple weeks later he played poorly. He was no longer a part of the starting lineup, didn't play as much, all that. All those guys back there were benched at various times for physical and, in my opinion, non-physical issues.
Right.
That's an issue right there.
Except for Merriweather.
I can't read scribble on a white piece of paper.
Whose story?
Tom, is he not participating in the show today? Tom Curran.
Tom Curran.
Just because food arrives, you can't ignore the show. We are very capable of eating and producing.
CSN.
You are not.
That's why I got fired.
I think he added the N that time.
So anyway,
based on lunch, can we talk about it?
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do?
Thank our lunch buyer
what
too.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to reset, We're going to reset.
Okay.
When we come back, we have Anthony in Naples on the line. We'll get right
back. Eyes on.
All right, we'll be right back.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and member FDIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriot season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. And you want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. On the phone right now is Anthony in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Anthony?
Nothing much. Looks like there's some good football talk finally.
Oh, don't do that.
What do you mean?
Come on. We talk plenty of football.
No, you do, but my point is the last couple of weeks you've had a Cacaron from Maine hogging up the line for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
He's from,
it's ridiculous.
He's from Baltimore.
I know where he's from.
Yeah.
But he hasn't forgotten his Maine roots. Those people from Maine don't know how to shut it.
Whoa. Whoa.
What did you call him?
Cacaron. Means he's a yapper.
I thought you said a...
chatterbox.
Yeah.
Back it on.
A rooster on the phone is what I thought you called him.
I figured Eric would get it.
Of course.
He's Italian.
And
but
pompous.
Even though I'm not. But
you're
anyway,
not? Wait a minute, no, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
You have the worst intro music in the history of intro music.
Guys, you know I'm Portuguese.
No, I didn't know that.
Reason you... What's that?
I never knew that.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yes, sir.
I always thought you were Italian.
So
are you offended when I say I take a Portuguese shower sometimes by putting deodorant on?
No, that's a Puerto Rican shower.
Yeah. That's a French shower.
It depends where you are. Where I'm from, it's filled with Portuguese people. It's called a Portuguese shower.
No, that's not true. We always called it a Puerto Rican shower.
Yeah, because you're Portuguese. You're not going to say I'm taking a Portuguese shower, you idiot.
Well, I'm sorry. I've never taken a shower that way.
Of course you have. Well, I'm stunned. Everyone has slapped on deodorant to cover up a little stank.
And now we've managed to offend every one of our listeners.
That's what we do. If you offend them all, then no one's really offended.
No, that's not true. They don't get offended because we all make fun of each other.
Right.
That's how it is.
There's no Irish shower. They just drink. They don't even know they smell anymore.
Exactly. You numb all the senses with the Irish.
It just keeps going and going and going. All right, what do you got? Football, Mr. Football. We can BS all day or we can break down football. What do you want to talk about?
Sorry, this
well,
is Anthony's game.
It's not even that, but now there's actual legitimate football talk. I was actually going to give my little theory about Eric, but I don't want to make fun of him at this time, I guess, right now.
Wait, what theory? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's always a good time.
Well, all right.
Oh, boy, yeah, you really had to twist your arm there. Fred coerced him into it.
Well, actually, I was going to get into it anyways. I just kind of want to backpedal a little bit just to make it not so
bad.
Oh, but
shut up, you cacunon. Let's get going here.
But here's my theory on Eric, why he's alone. I truly believe he's not gay.
Well, I
okay?
do, too. He's not. We all do, for the record. For the record. I'm never saying it again, but for the record, Eric's not gay.
Yeah, I know. But here's my theory, is that we realize how pompous he is, correct?
That's
no
true.
Question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
My theory is, way back when, in high school, he had a ridiculously hot chick. Okay, way back when.
This theory is flawed from the
No, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let him go, let him go.
Oh, Eric's
let him go. Eric's like, hot chick, sure, go with it. Let him finish.
Let me finish.
Yeah.
All right, my theory is way back when he had hair and it was cool to be scrawny back in high school, like freshman year, okay, he had a hot chick. Now, ever since that point, because of this pompous man, he deserves, he feels that hot chick to this day. He has to realize he has to lower his standard.
Yeah. No,
he's actually not far from the truth. It wasn't freshman year in high school, but
she
it
wasn't
it,
hot.
It
and
wasn't older
chick,
than that, but no,
she was
very nice looking.
Really,
very
okay.
nice looking.
See?
Yeah, I'm not.
How
lying.
Long did you go change, out with her? Eric?
What's that?
You have to accept some flaws.
How long did you
Every
go out with
her? Every flaw that you have to accept two flaws from the chick.
Oh, wow.
How long did you go out with her?
Interesting ratio.
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
What age was this?
I was. 20, early 20s.
What base did you get to?
All the way around.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Was it a Chinese
one? Let me guess, you had hair then?
I've been offended.
So I did.
Guess,
yes.
You immediately started talking marriage. She got scared and left.
No.
No?
No. She got scared and left.
When
but
he
had
reached,
nothing to do with talking marriage.
When he reached home plate, she said, that's it. Gotta go.
No, she had like other. She had other life plans that she wanted to
hot pursue. Guys, cool guys.
You got to play the field. The more numbers you play with, the better the odds you get a good one.
Lower your standards, raise your average.
You should
yeah.
do some of that
exactly.
speed dating. Have you heard about that?
Yes,
he
I've
does
heard about that.
All the time. One and done dating.
Right.
That's the problem. He needs some more extended dates.
And actually, guys, I have no shame about it. I met several of my girlfriends through Match. And the only reason is because over here in Naples, everybody's above 60.
Right.
So I have to, like, you know, the pool is very shallow here for anybody around my age. So that's why I venture off to Miami and Lauderdale so often.
Right.
You know? So there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. You have no excuse, Eric, since you're in Boston. There's a ton of chicks everywhere. You just don't go out, I think. That's the problem.
Well, he's living in Providence.
Oh, I live in Providence, but that's, you
there's
know.
Chicks in Providence.
It's the same. It's the same theory applies. I hear what you're saying, Anthony. All right. I'll take
you know
under advisement.
Yeah, that's listen, don't knock Match until you try it. And then you can narrow it down, too, because you'll get somebody with your similar intellect who thinks she's always right but is always wrong. Maybe that'll work out for you.
Who's failed in many careers. She'll be like, back when
be,
I was this, back
be
when
an
I was that.
Argument because you would argue when you'd both always be wrong.
Right.
So that would be.
So would we reach the point in the show where we both said, wrong, wrong,
right,
wrong,
wrong,
and then move
right,
on.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go have dinner.
It's all in good fun, Eric, but there is truth to it.
I know.
Theory,
I hear what
I
you're saying. I hear you.
All right. But
did you have any football to talk about after complaining that we don't talk football?
All right. I've had that in the back of my mind for a little bit. I just wanted to get it out there. That was my off-season theory for
okay.
Eric. But
well
anyway,
yeah.
Are there rules? Like I heard like something on Fox. There was actually Mike Pereira was talking about the rule changes, I guess, this year that apparently you can't launch it to a receiver, period, even if he's, like, completed the catch. And the other rule, really, the one that I want to talk about, is apparently the line judge is moved 15 yards behind the offensive line of scrimmage, the offensive line. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yeah, yes. I heard about that. Yeah, what will happen, it'll probably be the first week in August. The refs will come to Gillette, and they'll actually do a session after the practice with all the media, and they'll go over all these rule changes or new emphasis in detail, and we'll have all that up on Patriots.com. But what you just said rings a bell. I know they are going to do that.
They're both accurate, and I will say I think the latter that you brought up, the moving of the official, I think it'll I think it's going to hurt the Patriots.
Really? See, I look at.
I think there's no doubt in my mind that they teach Wes Welker, Julian Edelman, and those guys to use him as a pick, to use him to their advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Good on that.
What doesn't every team do that?
I'm not sure every team does that.
So we're smarter than everybody.
Yes, that's why Bill Belichick is the best coach in football.
All right. Okay.
Despite peaking 6 years ago.
I think a lot of teams use that line judge as a pick. A lot of teams use it. You see it all the time. You know, he'll get bumped into or whatnot.
Yes,
like,
But I don't think all do, and I don't think all of them do it as well as Wes Welker and the Patriots. I think they do it as well as anybody.
Yeah, good point. But I actually looked at it as a positive defensively. I looked at it as a way where now it gives strength to Belichick's scheme, as in, like, when he likes to make substitutions, he'll have more time now, because now you have to wait for that line judge to run back 15 yards, you know, find his spot, and then blow the whistle.
He's
going to
be in the same spot as he always was, just on the other side of the line of scrimmage. He'll be as close to his spot as he always was. His spot is moving, but he's going to be in that spot. That's what you're...
No, you're not getting my point. My point is, before he would place the ball, step back maybe about 3 to 5 yards. Okay, now apparently how I heard it on Fox, this is how I heard it, he places the ball and then has to run back 15 yards. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sure he's not running a 40 in 4.2 seconds. You know what I mean? So that's going to help out time-wise, as in for the defense to make substitutions, okay, and it's going to take away that pick option that sometimes the Colts use very effectively as well.
Now Brady Bill can use the ref as a way to get away from these guys chasing.
That's true, and we know he'll do it.
I don't know. I look at it as a positive that way.
I look at it as a negative.
I don't know. We'll
I don't think it'll have all that much of an impact on the team, honestly.
No.
Well,
but if
so?
There is a way to use him as an advantage, Belichick will figure it out.
Right. That I agree with. But can he use it to as big an advantage as he may have used it as an advantage recently?
It'll
with
be
Wes
a
Welker.
Different advantage. May not be as effective.
I just look at it as one of your top three players, Wes Welker, could be adversely affected by it.
True.
That's not good.
That would suck.
The same year in which he may lose one-tenth of his quickness if he's in any way limited by the knee injury.
Yeah, but I'd rather have Belichick a little bit, like, sharper or able to do the things that he wants substituting-wise on defense. You'll have a little bit more time and not get those cheap
delays. I think you're overstating that a little bit.
I know we're talking about minor things, but don't you think as a quarterback, one less body in your field of vision helps you?
Sure.
Yeah. Less confusion. Yep.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I looked at it as a positive. That's all I got, guys. I don't want to be like that guy from Maine. I don't want to be a cuckadone.
All right, Anthony. Thank you.
Later.
See ya.
Wow. I don't know who this is on Fox right now, but oh, my goodness.
She's talking about the stock market. I'm sure she's very
It looks more like the stock market.
She's the stock market.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Tomash.
Hey, he's actually participating.
Later. Hey, big, huge shout out.
They were.
To William Roeder for today's lunch.
Yes, indeed. Excellent job.
He said he wanted to go a different route, so we got it from Cavallino. And thank you very much, William.
Good
stuff. And William is, you can't call him dumb because he picked the day in which Paul is not here.
Can't call him Bill either.
So he's got his head screwed on right. He picked the day to buy us lunch that Paul's not here. So his bill went down in half right there.
Yeah, he saved himself at least $150 right there.
So... thank you, William. And William has quite a long email that he wants me to read. But seeing
then you will read it. You will. In its entirety.
He went the distance and bought us lunch. I'll do the same and read his email. Gentlemen, he says, I wish it was not so, but I am one of those fans who, despite living and dying for the team, never believes that the Pats will win another game. Going into the 2010 season, from what I've heard in recent months, we have a starting quarterback who is content to let others lead in the offseason, has shown less enthusiasm for the sport and team with each passing year, and who seems willing to let his contract situation be a distraction, a complete absence of a proven backup at this all-important position, a wide receiver who seemed to quit last season, may have been injured, and who may or may not be interested in the team goals, a slot receiver working to come back from a devastating injury, a stable of running backs characterized by injury and inconsistency, promising tight ends who lack NFL experience, and, at least in one case, may have off-field issues, an aged offensive line that, even at their best, was never as good as their press clippings, and whose best member has been asked to be traded. A defensive front unable to generate a pass rush and who got shamelessly run over in their last performance. A secondary with more questions than answers. A once seemingly stud linebacker who regressed during all-important year one to year two jump. Other linebackers who have spindly legs, and even those who fill out their uniforms have yet to show playmaking potential. And if I recall correctly, the punters on our roster have been so poor in training, they are reworking their mechanics. It goes on.
At least the kicker's good.
Coach Belichick, an undisputed genius in the shining light of my 30-plus years of Patriots fandom, chose to not rehire Romeo and Charlie and will instead be spread too thin and continue to be surrounded by junior coaches who, on balance, lack the experience and gravitas to challenge his game plans or in-game decisions. I feel like our window, if not already closed, is nearly so. We have had a great run, but they all come to an end. The defer success, trading for future picks, approached in recent drafts has, in my judgment, hurt us and cost us a Super Bowl or two. The Jets model in recent times has shown that the salary cap is not the constraint it once was and that it is possible to trade up to draft impact talent and not just settle for depth. In thinking about T.O. expressing an interest in joining the Pats, I wonder if he will be the last high-profile free agent for quite some time who will do so. We have been spoiled with success and have come to take it for granted that the league's best players will want us to play for us. I fear that era is nearing its end. I guess I do feel reasonably good about the kicker.
See, told you.
Please help me find other bright spots to look forward to as the season approaches. Wow. No wonder he bought us lunch, because I wouldn't have read this email otherwise.
I don't know. Andy and I have been basically reading that email all offseason.
Well, I think every team has a list of things like that, you know?
And it's our job to point them out right. So that people are at least looking objectively at what their team is.
Every team has a list just like that. But you also have to weigh it in with what you do have.
And
you
I know, could do that with every one of them.
And, right. we've done that as well.
You have one of the two best quarterbacks in the game. Regardless of his motivations, his contract, or anything, he's one of the two best running backs in the
game. And I disagree with the premise that he made, that football's no longer important to him, that he's going to leave leading to other people. I don't buy that. I don't agree with it.
It's important to him when he's here.
When he's here.
And he leads when he's here.
Exactly.
Fine. But he's not leaving the leadership to other people.
Well, what about when he's not here?
But when he's not here, other leaders have to step up.
When he's here, he's the leader, period.
Right, but he's not here more and more.
When he is here, which is when he needs to be here, he is the leader.
Nah.
Period.
Which is not as often as he used to be here.
Because he doesn't need to be here. No, right?
All right. He's been here for every mandatory thing. He hasn't held out for anything. He was even here for some of the things that weren't mandatory.
That's great. That's huge.
And he has been the leader when he's here. And he's looked in the leader, and he accepts that, and I have no problem with him, with Tom Brady, as leader of this team. I don't think
usually he adds a the. Now Tom Brady is leader of team. How?
Right. So I disagree.
Going
with
into Yoda mode.
I disagree with that
leader
premise.
Leader of team he is.
The other thing he said is he's allowed Tom Brady to let his contract be a distraction. Says who? When I hear Tom Brady
says a lot
say,
of people, yeah.
Say, yeah, a lot of people. Who, John Clayton?
No, a lot of local people believe.
Yeah.
When he made those comments and he didn't, shoot it all down, didn't poo-poo it all, that he kind of opened up the floodgate a little.
He hasn't gone out of his way to...
He's not a dummy. He does.
Quell the
it's not a distraction. Trust me.
It's being talked about a lot more than, say, Peyton Manning.
For Tom Brady, it's not a distraction. It might be a distraction for the media... And, for, the negative nabobs, but it is not a distraction for Tom Brady.
Good.
All right. I mean, that's.
I'm glad to know that factually that you're allowed.
It might not
to
be a distraction for
us.
Him, but it might be a distraction for
now, the other things that
people.
William had, I think, are legitimate concerns.
I would hope so.
The QB is beyond criticism, but everyone up, fair game.
You know, I think they're legitimate, but I think, again, you have to weigh them with what we do know that, are positives. And, yes, did Gerard Mayo take a step back? Probably.
He was also injured. We have to factor that in.
Right. Plus, if anything, you know, when you play defense, especially with how Belichick wants these guys to play defense, it is a team system. Everything depends on everyone doing their job. You know, it's not, you know, Michael Strahan on the, you know, the right side just doing whatever he wants to do on every play. It's just not that type of defense. So Gerard Mayo, you know, now I'm not saying that he was better than year one, but he could be made to look not as good by other things going around him. The pass rush can be made not to look as good because of what was going on in the secondary. You know,
true.
So,
but I think maybe Williams' point, kind of combining all the arguments, is A, if Gerard Mayo's special, then he should make those guys better, Belichick's defense or not. But B, you still have questions at right defensive end, two outside linebacker spots, a corner spot, a safety spot.
Right.
So, using the theory that Belichick's defense requires all 11 guys to be good.
Right.
What are the chances that all five of those answers come up positive?
That's why this year is such a question mark, because
they have more questions than ever.
Forget about the offense, because there are a lot of established veterans, and I'm including Holt in that. There are a lot of established guys on the offense. On the defense, you're depending, you know, forget about Wilfork and Ty Warren. You're depending on a lot of young guys to all play up to their potential at the same time in order to be good.
Well, yeah, and I would say half the positions on offense, you're relying on young players,
yeah,
too.
Well,
wide receiver, tight end.
Vollmer.
Vollmer at right tackle, most likely. Even possibly at running back. I mean, I'm not ready to say that all five guys who played last year, who made the team, well, I'm counting Ben Jarvis Green Ellis in that, but Ben Jarvis Green Ellis could be more of an active player this year. And take away time from a Sammy Morris or a Fred Taylor.
But there's a lot of veteran experience on offense mixed in there, a lot.
Well, yeah. I mean, at quarterback, at the wide receiver, the top wide receiver spots.
Both of them. Welker and Moss.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why he said spots. Very defensive over there.
And at offensive line.
Yeah.
In spots.
And running back.
In spots.
And
you have
running back. Right? The only place that lacks, well, if you want to include Algie Crumpler, you even have some veteran experience at tight end. But
yeah,
we
but
don't
it might
know
not
how
be good.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But I'm saying at running back, you could even challenge, the younger guys, I think, could challenge some of those older guys this year.
But between Morris, Falk, and Taylor, there's a lot of established experience at running back.
Yes, there is.
Productivist, you know. We're not talking about, you know, B-roll guys. These are guys who have contributed at a high level in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of injury.
That's
well established.
Then that
they're
gets
both
into the
miss.
Question. Right. And I think William pointed
I think
that
William,
out.
William's
they,
overall point.
They are
overall
identified
point.
By, except for Falk, you know, Taylor and Morris are hurt as often as they're healthy.
You said earlier, Fred, that every team at the start of the season has that laundry list of questions about them. But I think William's point, which, you know, the undercurrent of his email is the Patriots didn't used to have this long a list of problems going into the season.
That's the correct analysis, Eric. Well done.
I think you're right, and it's because of the defense. You know, we had the McGinnis and the Brewskis and the Harrisons and Vrabels and all those guys, you know.
Special teams is also a concern, too. I mean, not as big a concern, obviously, as the other two, but special teams never used to be a concern.
Are you really that concerned about it?
Well, their coverage units were near the bottom of the league last year.
Yeah, but they...
Their punter is a rookie who, as he pointed out, is having his mechanics tweaked.
Yeah, I know statistically you're right, but I didn't look at special teams as, that's really killing us last year.
But it
didn't help.
It didn't help at all.
No, it didn't help, but it wasn't the problem.
They missed Ellis Hobbs in the kick return spot, too, even though they were, I think they were like 15th in the league last year in kickoff returns. It hurt not having a consistent guy back there who was a legitimate threat.
It does, but that's not, to me, the reason why they got blown out against the Ravens in the playoffs.
No.
And why they had trouble holding on to leads at the end of games.
No, but it's a concern that the team didn't used to have.
But if you're in close games that are decided on the final possession,
it can make a difference.
It can make
Absolutely.
A difference. So it is part of the
I'm
reason.
I'm not denying that. But I think...
If it's not a strength, then it's a weakness.
Yeah, well... But I think defense remains, to me, the big thing. If they can...
You're probably right.
If they can make...
By and large.
If you would ask me where I would like to see the biggest jump for this team to be successful, it's obviously defense. It's pass defense.
If they can get consistent on defense, they'll be fine this year.
Yeah.
Specifically...
Consistently good, I'd be looking for.
Specifically, the back
8, I guess, if you want to call him that.
Yeah. Yep. Sure. All right. So that's William Roeder's email. Thank you for
good
lunch,
job.
William.
Great lunch.
And we haven't even tasted the desserts yet, but the main course and appetizers were phenomenal, William.
Let's see.
A lot of emails.
A lot of emails. So we'll take a break.
Feinzy writes in about the Help Vince game. He says, the idea is everywhere you go, you turn on your phone and then collect virtual points for nothing. It wants me to look at the phone 24/7 as they move around just in hopes that I can find the ring. They should make it find Brady's contract.
That's what I said.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Only in my mouth.
Okay, well, you can still have fun with it, so screw you.
Wow.
As you can tell, Fred's involved
yeah.
with it.
Let's see. Oh, here's one from Hodge? No, it's from John.
Merrill Hodge?
John in Chicopee writes in. He says, I've been hearing you try and tear Tom Brady with the Patriots need another QB because he doesn't live at the stadium 24/7, that he's getting older and so on. I've been around for a very long time, and the one thing that comes before anything else, including football, is your family. But all most of you guys do is rip him because he has one.
Wrong.
What bothers me and others is when he comes on your show, which still amazes me. I think he's confusing us with Patriots Monday. But anyway, I'll go on. Why he does by sell. The next time, if you ever get that chance again, why not ask him? And yes, I know the Patriots are going to need more of QB for the future, but what they have now will suffice. And please tell Eric that there's no way Tom Brady will not sign with the Patriots. I think he would retire.
He's wrong
first.
Again.
Also, I really feel for Fred trying to read the emails he gets on your show. Why not tell the people that send him to use the spell checker? That way he doesn't have to try and figure them out.
Okay,
this a-hole's just got an Uzi and it's just firing away at everyone. All listeners, all people on the show.
As we try and figure out what he is trying to say, last thing I know, you guys don't give the Patriots much of a chance this year. Why, I have no idea. They have the best quarterback
Reed
in
Williams
football.
Email.
The best slot receiver in football. One of the best deep threats to ever play the game, along with the addition of Torrey Holt and a few others. They are going to put up some amazing numbers this year. As for the defense, I really think you're in for a big surprise. I think you have a great show.
I hope so.
And as for the paper, I will keep reading and buying it.
Okay, I love
it. Right.
Good.
You pulled that together nicely.
Yeah.
We love you.
But here's the thing. We have always said from the first time we started talking about this that we don't fault Tom Brady, the person, for doing the things and for changing his life the way he has over the years. We have been consistent with that since day one. We've always said it's making him a better person overall doing that. We're critiquing him from a football standpoint because that's what we're paid to do. And from a football standpoint, it's only logical to surmise that if he's not here as much, it's not helping the football team. And I think we've kind of been proven right in what the results have been in the last few years. So that's point one. Point number two, what was the other thing you said about me saying that he's not going to re-sign here? I never said that he wasn't going to re-sign here.
That was Paul.
No, we both said that he's going to re-sign this time around. We both, Paul and I, though, think it's not far-fetched to think that he's not going to retire here. I think it's entirely plausible that he's going to play his last game somewhere else. But that's not to say he's not going to re-sign this year. He could very well re-sign this year, and at the end of this contract, however long that is, he might still want to play a la Brett Favre. None of the Packers fans ever thought they'd see number four playing for somebody else, and now he's played for two different teams since he left Green Bay.
But is Tom Brady a psychotic a-hole?
We don't know.
We don't?
Things can change over the year. I never thought Brett Favre was going to be like this.
He was always
Eric
like
Scalavino
that.
Reporting there's a possibility that Tom Brady is a psychotic a-hole.
Right. Tom Brady to follow in footsteps of Brett Favre.
You know
Scalavino.
Who knows?
By
things
Eric Scalavino.
He's only in his early 30s, mid-30s, whatever he is.
I thought he was too old. He's at the end of his career. Now he's only in his early 30s.
Yeah, but compared to Favre, he's only in his early 30s.
All right, well,
that's true.
Yeah, I really think that.
I'd say he's only in his late 30s, and it would still be accurate.
You know, Tom Brady has changed, and you guys are saying that because of that, the Patriots haven't won championships in the last couple of years.
Oh, he said that, not me. I want to cut ties with that last sentence.
I just think that, you know, I think Tom Brady can be just as effective for this team as he was before. It's going to be different, no doubt about it. And there's no doubt that everybody would rather have him sleeping on a cot in the locker room
That's
than
God.
Traipsing around the world. There's no doubt about that. But when he's here, He is just as effective as he ever was, and more so now because he has the credibility. He has the cred. He's done it all, and now, you know, everyone has to listen to him, all these young guys. And they said it. Who is it?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
The next
Did you
basket.
Come up with another idea, Fred?
That's gotta be. That can't be right. So they're advertising this thing called the neck basket on TV.
It's kind of like the thing you hang on the front of a bicycle, only you strap it around your neck.
Oh, my God.
Paul would never stop eating. A trough at his disposal at all times.
Anyway, I lost my train of thought.
It was useless.
All right.
Just kept saying, it's okay for Brady to do whatever he
web
wants.
Web radio at patriots.com. He's that right. Email address 508-543-7482.
On that line now.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have a lot of emails.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel. Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday, to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday, to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains.
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football, bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards,
but
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the change, patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA, member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
You know, here at E-Narcissism, we test you on 23 different levels of incompatibility with other human beings. Have you recognized that the only person who can satisfy you as much as anything is you?
I mean, I've always been into autoeroticism, but now it's easier than ever.
You know, so many people hate me because I'm Anglo-Asian. Well, I don't really care anymore, because ever since I found e-narcissism, I love myself.
I recommend it to people who really can't get along with people. People who need people, but just can't seem to find anybody else. When you wake up and look into the mirror, and you see yourself, and you realize, damn, I'd like to spend the rest of my life with this person.
All right, the official website of Eric Scalavino.
He narcissism.
Web radio at patriots.com is the email address, 508-543-7482. Nano writes in, I keep telling people that PFW is the best source of unbiased Patriots reporting and commentary.
Damn right.
So you're welcome for raising the PFW numbers.
Thank you.
Also, what is going to be the deal with the new Comcast show? Will it be the same format? Will Felger be included? Are you going to include Eric and unleash his fury on the Patriots fans who don't know how to use the internet? Mm-mm. And finally, Eric never had a hot chick.
I agree with the last one.
Well,
can I get a picture?
From what I understand,
you have a picture? No.
Come on.
I don't have all the details, but the Comcast show will be a different format.
That's the end of that sentence.
That's okay. Yep, that's it.
I'm waiting for reaction.
Details to come.
I don't know. I wasn't included in the meeting. I'm like Eric.
Well,
I'm
I don't know.
On outside of the show.
They want to film it here, and they want to film it at various locations and kind of keep it moving around. And, you know, so there'll be more like stand-up segments.
They want it to move around?
And they'll have it in different, you know, and they really want to, basically what they said, bring the newspaper to life. So a lot of what you see in the newspaper
should get rid of Paul then.
As far as the graphics,
everybody always says that, and it's always stupid.
I know.
Thank you, Tamar.
But as far as the,
goes, I know.
But as far as well, it's not the first time somebody said that. But anyway, as far as the graphics, they're going to use a lot of the same graphics, so it'll have the same look as the newspaper, and they'll come up with new segments and things like that. So,
I'm all for more of our off the cuff analysis and personality.
It's called PFW in Progress.
Yeah. I think if we can inject a little bit more into the show, bring our what we are here, not all of it, obviously,
yeah,
but a portion of what we are
FCC
here to the
would
show,
regulate that.
That would be better than the dry Chris Collins-led train wreck that
obviously.
We had on New England Cable News.
Obviously. All the guys
no
are
offense,
here.
Chris.
All right. So anyway, we'll get back to you on that because that's still a work in progress, just as this is PFW in progress.
That's right. We're always in progress because if you're not getting better... You
guys are
worse.
Here, obviously, Fred Kurtz, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. Here we go,
Fred,
boys.
Paul, or no, Jamarcus
Russell. My God.
Well, he's drinking things that...
wonder if anyone's checked out that picture of Paul and Randy Moss yet.
Yeah, nobody's commented on the show.
Sure they have.
Well, they've commented on the blog. About.
I need to tidy up some business from earlier in the show. Tomas did a fine job printing out the CSNNE.com story from Tom Curran. And I'm going to read you the lead to the story. Let's be honest. We can keep applying lipstick to the pig, or Fred likes to go with perfume.
But right.
That was the Patriots' pig that was the Patriots' 2009 pass defense, or we can merely look at the results and say it. Really bad. Blame it on the pass rush. Blame it on the young secondary coach, Josh Boyer. Blame it on the new bodies in the secondary, or the fact that, as a whole, the group was hardly championship-driven. I think that's a interesting... way he wrote that. That's not calling into question talent or coaching. That's calling in the drive of the players as a whole. That I find interesting.
Namely, the maturity level.
Yeah, maturity,
maturity
level,
as,
focus,
as,
desires, what is important to you, all that crap.
As we said before, personality-wise maturity and physical development-wise maturity.
Sure. So I thought that was interesting. He never really delved into that area throughout the rest of the story, but I thought that was interesting analysis from Tom E. Curran.
Well, it's something we've talked about on this show.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. So it's nothing new to our listeners,
no.
Right?
Mm-mm. But he's late to the party, but we'll welcome him in.
Let's see. Aaron from Virginia. Great show today. Freddie, you're carrying the team. Thank you. I can't believe the doubt that fans have.
We're actually light enough that he could carry us. If we're Paul here, there's no way he could carry us.
I can't believe the doubt that fans have with this team. I agree with you 100%. Brady is the leader when he's there.
Yeah.
I mean, can you have a general in
know,
a war
the
who
qualifier
is the leader
is,
when he's there? Yeah. I mean, you're either the leader or you're not.
Additionally, Moss is the best receiver when he is not giving up on plays that he's not involved in.
Mm-hmm. That's a great email.
Welker yep. is the best slot guy when his knee isn't giving him issues. Mayo is one of the best inside linebackers when he's having seasons like his rookie year. Banta Kane is great as a pass rusher when he's getting to the quarterback.
Against the Bills.
And Merriweather is a good safety when running backs aren't flying past him in the first quarter. Additionally, Andy Hart is never wrong when he isn't speaking. And I'm a fantastic employee when I don't show up for work with a hangover. I guess I'm saying that Brady is only the leader when he's there. Then it might help if he were around a bit more. All right, fellas, lots of emails. Have a good one.
Ted Bundy was only bad when he was killing people.
You would have people believe that he's never here anymore.
That's not what we would have him believe.
He's here often enough, and he's here as most as
often enough,
and as most of the other established veterans. Yes,
I don't know
absolutely.
How many.
Ty Warren decided to go to school. He didn't even go to anything.
Wait, that's a bad thing? He's now ripping Ty Moore.
Well, went to school.
Brian Tomasz is leaving to go to school.
He's clearly
that young little whippersnapper bastard.
You know, education ahead of football. That's terrible.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Imagine if he had a big family.
He does.
You know? You know, so now he has two things that he's putting ahead of football. You know, It's just ridiculous. It's people
it's not ridiculous.
Trying
the
to
only
make
ridiculous
stories.
Is your argument.
You know, just nonsense. You know.
So it was nonsense that it was good
there
that when
be
he was
a
here
day
all the time.
When Tom Brady is no longer the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
That'll be
and
a problem.
Every one of you will be like, oh, man, I wish Brady was still here. Every one of you.
You're not denying.
So will you.
You
can't
who wants
deny, to run him out of town after a Super Bowl.
You can't deny that he's not here as often as he used to
Absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
And it was better when he was here.
But that is not the reason why the Patriots haven't won championships in the last 2 years.
Again, I cut ties with that sentence from Eric.
I didn't say that was the only reason.
But Eric's point is...
It hasn't even contributed to it.
See, you have no idea. Now, no one on the planet knows. Because maybe that secondary would have been championship-driven had they worked out more with Tom Brady in March. You don't know the answer
please,
to that.
Please.
You don't
and
know
just
that,
like
Brent.
It was proposed.
Please. You don't know the answer to that.
You're stretching.
So it was stretching when I said it was good that Brady was one of the guys and worked out harder than anyone. That was stretching. That was a bunch of BS.
But you can.
That was BS.
But you can. You
so
can,
positive BS we no, accept. Negative BS we poo-poo.
Because you can look at that and say he is here and he is working out as hard as the rest of the guys. That's a fact. You can't.
And I can look at it and say he is
that.
Not here and he is not working out as hard
exactly.
as the rest of the guys in Foxborough.
But. As far as veterans go, he's about the same as everyone else.
Well, how many veterans
and
do you have? It's like five guys.
You don't.
One of them's Randy Moss.
Mm-hmm. Look,
he gets a pass because he's had a pass since middle school.
Hell, he's Randy Moss.
Exactly, which he's been forever. Brady has not been Randy Moss forever. He has not been the diva. He was once the hard-working, everyman's quarterback who then all of a sudden went global, got a supermodel wife, lives in California, and is not the guy he once was.
And
when he once was the guy he once was, the Patriots won Super Bowl, as Eric pointed out.
You actually said it best earlier, Fred, that he's the leader, unquestioned when he's here. That's the problem that I think is permeating these younger guys. Earlier in his career... Everybody on the team saw him working out. They won Super Bowls. He was here, and they were saying, like, if Tom Brady's here, if the man is here all the time, I need to be here all the right. time. That's how we have to win. These younger guys, who, as Tom Curran pointed out, maybe didn't have that drive, don't have that drive in part because they see the guy who won all the Super Bowls not being here, taking things
differently. It's so funny because when Tom Brady was the man and here all the time.
But he still was the man.
He okay. still is the man.
Oh, but
it's when he was here.
Right. When he was here quotes. All the time, he had been a starter for 3 years in this league.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Name me any quarterback, except for the Peyton Manning, who after after being here 9-10 years, is here for every single day in the offseason. It just doesn't happen.
I don't know. I really
it,
don't.
It just doesn't happen.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
We don't know that. We don't follow other teams like that.
I'm not familiar with what Aaron Rodgers does, with what
you know, you're talking about a Tom Brady who had done so much so early.
What did Troy Aikman do?
Drew Brees,
I don't
by all accounts, never leaves New Orleans.
Well, what does Peyton Manning do?
Well, that's what he said other than
the Peyton Manning. Well, but I thought him and Peyton Manning are on their own class, so shouldn't we only compare them to each other?
No, but you can compare him to, like, Troy Aikman in the 90s.
But I'm saying, if Peyton Manning is there all the time, shouldn't Tom Brady be there all the time?
No.
Why?
That's where I side with Brady. Peyton Manning, that I know of, does not have a child out of wedlock who lives on the West Coast. I give Brady the pass for why he's not here. I just don't say, it's good enough that he's here when he wants to. It's not as good as it once was. That's the bottom line.
Right.
There is no argument to that.
We've
it's
said
fact,
that. We've said
not
that
opinion.
From the beginning. But, we've said that from the beginning.
I think Brady can still be a positive influence on the young guys.
When he's here.
Yes.
You know,
we're not denying
here.
That.
But he doesn't miss things that he should be at.
Yes, he does. Fred, is there a difference between the dad who is always in his son's life and the dad that shows up for the recital in the baseball game?
He's not listening to you.
He's not.
He's not listening to you now.
When he's just going to move on, he's going to move on. He doesn't look at reason and accept it.
Look, the off-season conditioning program is just that. It's an off-season conditioning program.
Right.
Brady doesn't show up out of shape.
It's not about shape.
It's not about
Brady.
That.
Okay. It's about your team. It's mentality.
It.
It's leadership.
I understand it.
And the unspoken word.
But at this stage in his career or any veteran's career, I think it's unreasonable to expect him to be here all the time.
I think that's fine to say. With the circumstances of his life, I think that's fine
Even
to say.
Even without the circumstances.
You know what else is fine
wait,
to say?
Wait, what do you mean
Willie
without
McGinnis
the circumstances?
Wasn't here all the time. Mike Vrabel wasn't here
no,
all
I
the time.
No, I don't accept that.
Teddy Bruschi wasn't here all the time.
He lived in Attleboro.
And he wasn't here all the time.
What do you mean by all the time now?
What Brady used to do 24/7.
I see. I think there are other guys who – I think Gerard Mayo is here all the time.
Yeah, he's in his second year.
Third.
So was Brady in his second or third year.
Okay. But Brady wasn't
when
the number
Gerard
10 pick.
Gerard Mayo was in his ninth year. Let's see.
First of
he's
all,
here all the time.
Tom Brady had to work to get to first base. Gerard Mayo started at first base. He was the number 10 pick in the draft. He was not number 199 who had to scrap it out to get his food. He was the number 10. He was
Gerard
a superstar
Mayo's
in the making.
Ninth or 10th year in this league. Let's see if he's here as often as he is now.
And you know what? If he wants to be special, he will be. Because the guys that work
then,
that hard.
He's either already special or he's not.
I understand that. But
okay.
The guys that want to be special will be. But you're missing
right.
the point.
And they do
it's
it now.
It's not about the individual. It's
about
the team.
I understand.
You're making this about the individual.
We've had this argument with him now
but,
for the last,
but don't
last
just,
month.
He
and he won't buy
but,
it.
But don't you think. See,
he beats his head against a wall.
But see, when you're in your second and third year, you aren't special. I don't care if you won a Super Bowl in 2001, your first year starting. You're not special.
And it's
still do need to establish yourself with the other people.
Right.
Brady doesn't need to do that anymore.
Nobody said he needs to. Nobody said he needs to for his own benefit. He needs to for the benefit of the younger players on the team.
Wait a minute. Is there one guy in that locker room that doesn't believe he's the leader of this team?
Yes.
That doesn't believe Brady's the leader of the team?
Yes.
I think there might be.
I don't know, but there is.
There might be.
I've heard enough rumblings.
You're flying off your ass right now.
That's not true.
No.
I've had people tell me Tom Brady is not a great leader. I've had people. I'm not going to say.
You can't say names.
I have had people.
Okay. Listen to me. He is the undisputed leader of this team.
He's looked at
and the reason
in
why,
what sense, though? Now. In what sense? You need to clarify
And the reason why he is because of what he has accomplished.
Exactly.
Yes.
He doesn't need to prove anything to anyone anymore
right.
like he did in 2002 and 3
no,
and 4.
No, but subconsciously,
right.
it has
then,
an effect.
He still had something to prove.
Right.
Now, people know who he is.
Exactly.
These young guys know what he's done. They know he's the leader.
They know, what he's done. But it's different now, Fred.
Listen, it's the same thing with a coach, okay? You could be mentally the best coach, but if you've just started in this league, you still have to earn the respect. You could be smarter than Bill Belichick.
All right, let me ask you a question.
But you may not be as effective.
Let me ask you. Let's stick with that.
Because
if you're
you
an assistant coach
yet.
On this team and you...
I'm talking about head coaches.
Just stop.
Listen
for a minute. Just listen. Okay?
What are you going
to... If you're a young coach on this team in your first 4 or 5 years, whatever, Bill Belichick, every time you got here, like Dante Scarnecchia, his car was already here. You got here at 5, they were obviously here at 4:30. You got here at 4, they were here at 4. If you started showing up and, I'm getting my coffee at 7:30 and Bill's still not here, does that not have some sort of effect on the rest of the coaching staff? He's strolling in at 8. Oh, the next week he's here at 9:30.
He expects you all to
the
be here at 4. But
he sets the timetable.
So that's
he
okay.
He sets the tone,
he can
too.
Come in whenever he wants. If he stops working harder than anybody else, because I believe that Bill Belichick works as hard as anybody in the sport of football.
Right.
If he stops doing that,
okay.
I think it would have an adverse effect on his young coaches.
And every one of you guys said, he's spending more time, out at Celtics games, and he's doing more
things. I never said that.
That's great.
I never said that was a detriment to anything.
But he is.
I don't know that.
He says he's not spending any more time than usual.
When he leaves here,
we don't know,
I didn't
but...
used to see him. I now see him. That doesn't tell me he's doing more or less work, just that I see him when he's not here.
So maybe he gets covered more.
You don't know.
All I know, he used to go home, sit in a room, and,
Listen to me. If Bill Belichick...
Watch movies.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick in Cleveland, had the brains of Bill Belichick in New England.
Right.
But he didn't have the reputation, and he didn't have the credibility.
Right.
So he wasn't as effective. All right? It's just a fact.
But he arrived in Cleveland the same time he arrived here. And that's
Corwin
why his young
Brown,
coaches arrived
Corwin
the same time.
Corwin Brown, who was it? Brand Merriweather? Corwin Brown has never coached here before. But because he played in the NFL, all of a sudden he's got a little bit more cred than Josh Boyer.
Sure.
Is that fair? Maybe not. But that's how...
At least in the beginning it is.
That's a fact.
Until you get to know what kind of
Tom
a coach
Brady
he is.
Tom Brady has won 3 Super Bowls, been a league MVP, been MVP of the Super Bowl twice, done all this stuff. In order to have the credibility with his teammates, he doesn't need to be here 24/7.
So he has senioritis, and we're okay with that.
No.
I worked my first 3.5 years
of
high school.
Now we're just going to take it to the other level that he's lazy.
Well, if you
now
can be ridiculous, we can be ridiculous.
The tone
I'm
is...
not. That's what I just said. It's not ridiculous.
You're ignoring reason and fact is what you're doing.
Look, the owner on down has said, would we like to have him here 24/7? Absolutely.
Exactly.
But is
why?
That realistic?
Because it's better for the team.
Is that realistic?
Wait, no. Let's take that sentence. Why would he rather have him here?
Because he's always here.
Because it's better for the team? Sure. Why can't you say it? Just say it.
I've said that
it's
before,
better for the team when he's here all the time.
It's also it would also be better for the team to have a lot of things.
I've said
don't
it's
have.
Not realistic. I have no fault. I think because of his life, and I think specifically the child that he had from a previous relationship is the issue.
It could
I don't blame Giselle. I think he could probably tell Giselle, we're buying a $50 billion place in Massachusetts and we're staying there whenever we need to. But he has a child that he wants to see. He wants to be a good father. He wants to be a part of that child's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's primary custodial holder person is on the West Coast.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right.
I don't fault him for that.
Right.
But it's not as good for the New England Patriots that he's not here all the time.
I think that they can overcome that, and I don't think
that's fine. They can overcome
it. We didn't say they couldn't overcome it. We didn't say they couldn't overcome it.
Just admit it's not as good. That's all we need, and we'll move on and both say right.
He's still not listening. He's still not listening.
Just admit people are using that fact. I'll give you it. It's a fact.
Thank you.
To say this is why they're not going to be that good this year, and this is why Tom Brady
isn't
going to be.
You have to consider it as having an effect. Fred, it has an effect.
It would have an effect if Tom Brady wasn't the type of person he is. But he is not like one of those lazy guys that get to their later years and you know, Brett Favre, I'll see you in training camp, if then. He's not one of those guys. He has been here for every team event this offseason.
All right. Let me give you
and last offseason, by the way.
So you don't think Brett Favre works when he shows up to his team?
I think he
works as hard as anyone when he's there.
Have you seen him at training camp fooling around? But I'm saying,
wait a minute. He's fooled around forever. Yeah, you can work and fool around.
I'm saying that, and you can't. You know, would it be better for the Minnesota Vikings if Brett Favre was there?
Hell yeah.
Yes. He's not there at all.
It would be better for them if they knew he was going to block it.
I was just
going
to say, he won't even tell him he's playing.
I
would say it's
Tom
better
Brady
for them if he doesn't come back at all, but that's a different
argument.
But you're
comparing
that's
Brady.
Senioritis. That's privilege.
Right.
That's entitlement.
Right.
Tom Brady does not have those detriments to his character.
But
he does not have does not have the sense of entitlement of, you know, that type of arrogance. He knows what it means to win, what it takes to win in the NFL. He knows it's a team game, and he knows his status on this team is important.
It's
but he has things to do, and when he's here, he makes up for that.
No, but the point is,
I think it's despicable for people who say they're fans of the Patriots to start to doubt this guy. I really do.
Why? They're fans of the Patriots.
They're just
and
looking
just
at human nature.
I use the air quotes.
Wait, no.
People didn't see it on radio, but I use the air
quotes. But you just admitted it's not as good for the Patriots. And if they're truly fans of the Patriots, if they root for the laundry, not the human being.
It's not as good, you know.
Isn't it okay for them to criticize the quarterback?
Sure.
It's, you know, it's.
Or are they Tom Brady fans?
You know, again, is it realistic to, you know, things change? Is it better for the Patriots if Tom Brady had the body he did in 2003 and 4 and the health? Yeah, but he doesn't anymore. Okay? Is his life the same as it was then? No. Would it be better if it was? Yeah, but it isn't anymore. You got to deal with the facts. Okay?
I am.
Things change. And I think that as things change, I'd rather have a guy like Brady and have things change than Jamarcus Russell or any of the other guys.
And I'm the ridiculous one because I said, you're right.
Let me pose a question.
But Brady, see, what I'm saying is Brady can handle these changes. And he can make it work for the New England Patriots.
Maybe. We'll see.
He has so
it's
far,
not
Eric.
Under his control. It is not under his control.
He can't control the effect that he's having on younger players when he's not here.
That is not a tangible item that
again,
he can control.
Again, I don't think there's one younger player in this team who doubts his leadership and what he's done in this league and for this team.
What he's done in the league,
they
can't
his
doubt.
His resume
obviously.
Is impressive.
And for this team.
I didn't know we were living in the past. I thought we were trying to move forward and win.
Right,
but the example
that is
set.
We've established already that credibility is important, whether you're a player or a coach. What you've done matters.
All right, do you think there's any chance his credibility has taken a hit by not being here?
You make
the mind
like
of
he's
anyone?
Never here.
All right, listen. Let me pose a question because most of our listeners
are. You make it seem like he's never here.
All right.
Most, he has not missed one
Fred,
team event.
Most of our listeners work in. I would
so
say
off-season program is not a team event.
It isn't.
You work in an office environment.
It's called
right?
the teams off.
Guys
program.
Come and go. They don't come as a team and leave as a team. They have their own schedules.
No, they don't, actually. They have a 7, a 9, and an 11 or something
and
like
guys
that.
Guys choose.
It's not individual. It's group. It's team. It's a smaller grouping of the team,
exactly.
But it's team.
It's not the whole team.
No, but
it's groups. It's large. Have you ever been here when they get back from running together?
Sure.
Yeah, and six or eight of them pile out of one car.
Right.
One car. Because they carpool out to run.
Right. That group comes
those
together.
Are the things that you cannot mimic. That's why coaches used to go to colleges for training camp, because there's these certain little things that they believe are of value.
It's not like 80 guys are showing up in the offseason to do stuff. They don't do it that way.
Right.
You know,
at the very most, it would be 79.
You know, Ty Warren may not ever see Fred Taylor in the offseason, and both of them could be doing just as much conditioning.
Because Ty Warren wasn't here.
Right.
Well,
neither was Fred Taylor, probably.
Vince Wilfork. You know, if you want to use somebody that, you know. Vince Wilfork's in Florida right now. He's been there for the last couple weeks.
And that's fine.
Are we questioning his ability to be a leader?
The whole team is everywhere right now.
Exactly.
And why do you think that? What I mean.
He is a clown.
It's just,
the nth degree. An absolute clown.
So let's say you work in an office environment and your boss is a, you know, well-established veteran of whatever field he's in. He's a millionaire even, right? He's made his money. He's won his awards. He runs the office. But he's only in the office, actually, say, 2 days a week.
Right.
Right. Whereas before, when he was building up the company, he was in there 6-7 days a week sometimes, putting in 10, 12-hour days. Now he's made it. He's comfortable. He shows up a couple times. He comes into the office, though, and he says, hey, I expect you all to be here 10, 12 hours a day.
Right, because that's what I had to do.
I expect you to do that because that's what I used to do.
That's
how many offices actually operate that way, where the people actually stay there when the boss isn't there?
Well, then he's not doing a good job.
Really? Really?
Listen to me, Eric.
Really? So the example he's setting.
You even said right
the example
there,
he's setting overtakes respect that he's gotten from what he's done before.
You even said in your statement when he was building himself up, he was there 24/7.
Right.
Right. In order to get to where he is now.
Right.
He earned the right now to tell your ass to work because he's already made it. He's shown you how to do it. When he was you. He did it that way.
And the people who worked for him at the time when he was building up the business were with him 24/7 all the time. The younger kids who just came into the office who haven't seen the way the boss used to work.
He has earned the right.
See that he only takes a few days off
a
week.
If they're smart, they're going to do what he says.
And if
some of them will roll
their
eyes.
Some of them will not. Right? Some of them will roll their eyes and say, the hell with him.
And he'll get rid of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yes.
Did this just become about Fred
Nurk? You know what? Those people will never be what he is. They'll never get
that.
That's
our point.
That's the point.
That's exactly our point.
But again, you failed to tell me who are the guys, except Peyton Manning, who in their ninth and tenth years are always there. They don't do it in any sport.
I have no
idea. Once you get to that level, you earn the right to maybe
that's why there's not dynasties and sustained success.
Not only that, you earn the right, you earn the trust of your coach. That he knows when you're not here, you're working out, you're going to stay in shape.
But again, you're muddying the water. It's not about Tom Brady, his physical performance,
listen
or his conditioning.
Listen
irrelevant.
To me. I understand.
No longer bring that up in this argument.
But what you're asking for is not done. Okay?
I don't know that. You just said Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
But you answered.
And a lot of people say Peyton Manning's not a good leader on that team because he's always throwing people under the bus.
That's fine.
That could be legitimate.
All right, so I'd rather trade what Brady is than what Manning is as far as a leader.
Okay, but
I'd rather trade
you
a guy
don't know
who
what
can't
goes
be,
on.
I'd
what does Philip Rivers do?
All right, but listen, I'd rather trade a guy who, when he's here as a leader, and not here 24/7, than a guy who is 24/7 who throws his offensive line under the bus.
But you just agreed with our point that some of the people will roll their eyes and say whatever, I'll do what I want, and some will follow the leader, but not all of them will. That's our point. Some of them are going to be affected negatively by his absence.
But what you're asking for is not in reality. It's not realistic.
You just said Peyton Manning does it.
He's like one in a million.
I thought Brady was neck and neck with him.
And we've just established
as Tamash said, we're comparing apples to apples,
right,
the two greatest quarterbacks
of the
generation.
And they were both one in a million. Isn't that the whole thing?
They're two in a million.
And we've just established that even though Manning is there, he may not be leading while he's there. He might be there just for Peyton Manning.
But that's all
because he loves football and that's all he knows.
All we're
saying,
Fred. He can't
get dressed without his girlfriend picking it out for him.
All we're saying and have been saying for the past 2 months or more is that it has a negative effect
on
some players.
You think it might. You don't know that.
That's right. That's what we're saying.
You
it might have an
it
effect.
It has a negative effect. You're John Clayton right now.
Oh,
you're throwing
God.
Stuff
you're,
up
you
against the wall.
You are skinny, bald.
You're throwing stuff against the wall and hoping it's
old.
No, we're not throwing stuff against
the
wall.
It has a negative effect. I would say that what Brady has established in his credibility and what he does when he's here overrides any negative effect admitting that
I
it
hope
could
so.
Be.
I hope
any
so.
Negative
I hope you're
effect,
right.
It could be that he's not here
right.
all the time.
I hope you're right, Fred.
Because when again, when in 03 and 04, he'd just been a starter for 3 years in this league. He didn't have the credibility he has now. You know, he'd be laughed at that time in his career he was traipsing around.
Well, didn't correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't after they won the first Super Bowl in 02 and they had the 9-7 year and they missed the playoffs, didn't Brady sort of confirm in the following offseason that he was really overwhelmed by the whole Super Bowl winning offseason and
Tara
that he
Reed.
That whole thing, the whole lifestyle change was affected by it, and he had to commit himself to working harder in the next offseason.
For him.
Yes.
For him.
Yes, he admitted that, though. He admitted that he was caught up in the whole hype.
But I think now he understands what it takes to win in this league.
Right, but my point is he was a young player at that time and impressionable, and he got a bad impression from getting all of that, all of those accolades so quickly. So some of these younger guys who are just coming onto the team
So
are potentially malleable
so
and could
if,
and
if we win a Super Bowl this year and Taylor Price has a bad second year, I'll take it. Okay, you know if he's overwhelmed by winning a Super Bowl his first year, that I mean that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Nothing to do with what we're talking.
I love
about.
When he poo-poos stuff.
Well, you know. Anyway, so we should go. That's good. It's good discussion. Good discussion.
No, it isn't. You don't
it's not
listen.
Because
it's
one way
discussion if both sides listen.
What you're saying is indisputable. You can't dispute it.
Except you do.
No.
You do. Yeah, no. You have been.
But is it better for any guy who is considered a leader or wants to be considered a leader better to be here all the time than not? Of course the answer is yes. There's no disputing that.
That's all we're saying.
So
we're,
what have you been doing for
we're
months?
Talking about a guy,
why have you been fighting
but
us?
But we're talking about, first of all, let's talk reality. Can he be here?
We've already established that we don't.
And we're talking about a guy
that.
Who, if there is a guy who can figure out how to make up for that lost time with his teammates, with his own ability, it's Tom Brady. And why are we doubting him? Why
because
all this
the leadership
doubt?
On this team sucked, and you said he's the greatest
and
leader.
And everybody said last year that leadership was the issue. Everybody on that team
so
said it was
last
issue.
Year, he did not overcome what this team lacked, correct?
And I think a lot of that had to do on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, but he's a leader. He should overcome that.
Again, I think that you know how teams work. The defense kind of has its leaders.
Yeah, I know how teams work. People assume the quarterback's a leader. He's not always a leader. As you said with Peyton Manning, I'm not sure he's a great leader. He is the leader of that team in that he's the best player, the face of the franchise, all that crap. I don't know the right thing needs to be said if he does the Teddy Bruschi and always seems to know the right thing to say. I don't know if Tom Brady falls under that. I really don't. I truly don't. So, I do know I've heard people question whether he's a great leader in that sense.
Okay, so if that's true, then it doesn't matter if he's here all the time.
I don't know that. What do you mean? You told me
you
that it was
said,
a good thing when he was here all the time.
You just said that you're not sure that he is a good leader.
When it comes to that, saying the right thing at the right time, I don't know. He may not have said S-H-I bleep in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Because he was here working out. He could have been silent, cocky, pompous, arrogant Eric. Yeah. But he was in there sweating with them at 7 o'clock every morning, and there is a certain value to that.
You know, so I guess none of it matters.
We're going to have to agree to disagree again because Fred won't listen.
He's not a good leader, so it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
See, we didn't say that.
I know he is the top leader. You said he is the team's leader.
You don't know
and leadership sucked last year.
You don't know that he was a good leader, but you know that him not being here is a negative effect on this team.
It could have a negative effect on
some players.
I know
it was a positive when he was here.
Again, we're using those qualifiers. It could. He could get run over by a bus
tomorrow. No, no, no. Leadership was an issue last year, was it or not?
Yes, it was, because of guys like Adalys Thomas, who were supposed to be leaders.
Or Tom Brady, who's supposed to be a leader.
Do you have any evidence last year of him not leading this team?
The leadership wasn't good enough. He's the top leader.
Didn't he say he should have done a better job leading last year?
Well, he's always going to say that.
Well, yeah.
Give me the evidence of Tom Brady being a negative impact on this team last season.
The interceptions and fumbles against the Ravens.
Okay. You don't think that playing with, and if you agree with what they say, three broken ribs and a hurt finger doesn't show leadership?
I guess.
Okay, come on.
It shows toughness. Is that leadership?
Yes, it's part of it.
Sure. Playing through injuries
is part of it. Give
me
something.
Okay.
I mean, you think that we're talking about some journeyman quarterback here.
No, we're not.
You guys are unbelievable.
No, you're unbelievable.
No, stop it.
What is this, like Ravens.com? You guys know the truth, but you're just, you know, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know the truth. You don't believe your own crap.
Read some emails. Or go to the phones.
No, no, no. Which truth are you saying that I'm not acknowledging?
John, it's the greatness of Tom Brady.
I've said all along, he is great. Right?
Thank you.
I believe I'm the one who argued. Wait, let's rewind a little bit. I'm the one who argued I would do anything to keep him for as long as possible for every single game I play, whether it's give up a perfect season or hand him $120 million.
I mean, you know, he's such a terrible leader. I don't know why you would waste all that money on him.
I didn't say he was a terrible leader. I said I don't know that he's a great leader. You just assume he's a great leader.
Well, why would you risk all
that? Because everyone assumes quarterbacks are great leaders.
Why would you risk all that money on someone you're not sure of?
Because I know on the field he's as good as can be.
But that's not what it's all about. It's about other things, too.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Rubbing elbows with your teammates in workouts and sweating with
them? That's a lot of money to give to somebody who just shows up on game day.
I know what the alternative is. Sucky, sucky, sucky.
Okay. So you admit that he's better than anyone else you could have.
On the field. Except for Peyton Manning, sure.
Okay.
I think they're in the same class. That's how we started this. Right.
What the hell are we complaining about?
Team chemistry.
Yeah.
Okay. John at South
He Carolina. Is unbelievable, Tomash. You're kind of a
he's the best thing we have.
An objective
chemistry.
Onlooker to this show. Is he being a little ridiculous?
Right. Yes, this is ridiculous, Fred. I'm sorry.
He's like sees reason and runs from it.
To just say that it's not like that, it wouldn't be better if he were here all the time. It's just
did
ridiculous.
I not say that?
You did grudgingly say that.
Yeah, you kind of
I
squeezed it in
I,
there.
I've said that every time we've had that conversation. But
no,
is
no,
that,
no, no. Today is the first.
Is that
I
realism?
Know that.
Is that realistic?
Why not? It's realistic for other people, no?
Other than Peyton Manning, you haven't told me who.
I just think
Teddy
we
Bruschi,
always hold new
Rodney
higher
Harrison,
standards.
Mike Vrabel, all those guys, you
yeah,
yourself
exactly.
posed as addicted
exactly.
to their sport and their
exactly.
life.
If we're holding Tom Brady to the same standards as everyone else in the league, then we're in trouble.
Right.
Because we're holding him, we always want to hold him to the highest standard.
Ray
he Caruth. Is the
Man,
best ever.
Pop somebody.
John at South Carolina, how come if Tom is not
it's
the
reason
perfect...
he had to run from it.
How come if Tom is not the perfect person in the locker room by being there 24/7, it brings down the team? But if Owens was in the locker room, it would not hurt the team at all. Locker room chemistry either matters or it does not. If Brady spends less time here, it will take it. I will take it. Sure, I would like to have more Brady, but what we still have makes him the top one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
No. Top two. I'll take him top two.
We have not been as good lately because our defense is weak. Let's not make Brady's this lack of time the reason for a weak defense.
Clearly, I gave Brady way too much credit for his responsibility for forming the nucleus of a three-time Super Bowl champion. He was overrated then. He's fine now.
Right, so now Andy's going to go and act ridiculous again.
It was either valuable then or
All
it wasn't.
Right. Okay.
You can't change
again.
Your barometer.
Again. Tom Brady was still establishing himself in 2001 and 2 and 3.
But it had value that the Super Bowl MVP, quarterback of the team, who could have been flipping his middle finger at the offseason,
He had a lot
of... He could have done anything he wanted. He could have done Tom Brady reality shows. He could have done absolutely anything he wanted.
And he was smart not to.
Oh, he was smart not to. So he was smart to be here in March working out with his teammates.
He was smart not
after
to...
After they won the first Super Bowl.
Yeah, interesting. Not to overexpose himself and do all that stuff. Yes, absolutely. Oh. I think he was smart not to do that.
Right.
Chris with the TIANs on the phone. Christian, how you doing?
Okay, guys. How about you?
Great.
How long were you on hold, by the way? Listening to that.
Not too long, like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, so you heard most of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't hear out of my left ear, but that's fine.
Neither can Fred. He actually can't hear out of either of them.
But he chooses not to.
You want to know what the problem is?
Fred.
No. As much as I'd love to admit it, but no.
He's reading emails and not paying attention right now.
Yeah, would you listen to Christian? I'm listening.
This whole thing is just a victim of his own success and a victim of this team's own success. I used to say back when they were winning the Super Bowls and even back in 2007, it's never going to be this good forever. Right?
Of course not.
It's right. Always, there's always going to be a change. You know,
sure.
At some point, there's going to be a downtime.
Yep.
Well, here it is. So now, we all look back and we say, geez, well, what's the reason why they got blown out in the playoff game? What's the reason why they haven't won a Super Bowl in five years now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at Brady, because we pegged him for all their success and Belichick at the beginning when they were winning the Super Bowls. Oh, it's Brady, it's Brady, it's Brady. Now, is Brady not there having an effect on the team? Yeah, absolutely, because Darius Butler, he may know that he won three Super Bowls, but Darius Butler wasn't in that locker room when he won three Super Bowls.
Precisely.
Right?
Precisely.
Yep. Sebastian Vollmer wasn't in that locker room. Patrick Chung wasn't in that locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Merriweather wasn't in that locker room.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Half your roster wasn't in that locker room.
So
more than half.
Yeah, more than half. So now they know and they've seen, he's won and he's lauded. He's one of the top two players in the league. I think, obviously, with him and Manning, like you guys always say, 1-2 right up there. But they don't know that. And, you know, I think it's just part of the defense having to switch, him getting older and obviously having the responsibilities in his life. I think it's just all in one thing. And then you factor into that that he did marry, you know, a supermodel and famous, and he's in the news more. I think it's just all of that coming together. I really do.
And we've said we don't fault him for his lifestyle.
No,
and for his
change.
We don't fault him one bit. We're just talking purely from a football perspective.
Absolutely, and he should be here, and it would be better if he was here.
Absolutely.
But the question is that possible?
No, it's not.
So why do we keep arguing about it? It's not even
because it's a factor.
But when you argue about it like that, it's almost like he's, you know, doing it. He's taking the wrong course in his life, and he's hurting the Patriots.
We've said
because
it.
Of a choice. It's not going to change. And you can't fault. You know, you just said, Eric, you can't fault him for what he's doing.
Right. I don't fault him for it.
Why do we keep arguing like he should be doing it?
We didn't say he should be. We're just saying it has an effect. That's all we're saying.
But it's pointless to argue about it because it's not like it's ever going to change.
It's pointless to talk about things that directly affect the team.
But this is the way the
Since
team,
when?
This is Tom Brady. This is your quarterback. You either accept what's going on or you say get rid of him.
We just can't state
that.
The obvious.
No. What I'm saying is, as a fan, right, I always used to love the fact that he won the parking spot, right? And then last year, you know, when he said, I chose not to compete this year, I kind of looked at that and I was like...
What kind of example is that setting?
I'm like, all right, I go. He had the knee surgery and he was recovering from that, so maybe chose not to compete. And he's got the two kids now in the family. That's fine, but... If I'm thinking that, right?
Yep.
And those other guys are in there at 6 and 7 in the morning. And like you said, if Belichick all of a sudden showed up every morning at 7, now he starts showing up at 8.
It would have an effect on the coaching staff.
It would have an effect. In fact, I'm not saying, listen, this kid is doing what any normal male would do. He got a girl. He got married. He had a kid. That's what you're supposed to do progressing in life. But as a quarterback of a football team, this is the scrutiny that he's under. He was there all the time. Now he's not there all the time. So, of course, we're going to look at it differently. Of course, we're going
to
question it.
But you have to
accept
it. And it sounds like people are accepting it.
We do accept it. We're just talking about it because it's a factor on this team.
I know, but we got to move on from that. I mean, we have to move on from this issue. It is what it is. We've got to move on.
It ain't all that.
But Tom Brady isn't going to read this criticism and all of a sudden, you know what, I'm not going to go see my kid on the West Coast.
We're not saying that he should.
We've got to move on from this. I will take Brady in his current circumstances over anybody else in the league.
All right, then.
And if you,
I'll make a deal with you.
Yeah.
Then let's stop talking about the lack of a pass rush. I mean, it's a factor on the team, isn't it?
Eric, are you really comparing the guy's personal life with the pass rush?
No, we're talking about,
for Christ's sake,
we're talking about factors that directly affect the team, are we not?
Oh my God.
But funny.
It's relevant.
Right, guys,
it's
irrelevant.
See you, Christian.
He got sick of us.
Thanks, might as well
call.
Be saying, you know,
great
what
call.
I think Brady should be throwing the ball lefty. Well, he's a righty, so it ain't gonna happen. All right, the pass rush is not the same.
Did he used to be a lefty?
No.
He might have been in baseball.
That was not one of the challenges he overcame to reach the heights of his career.
Oh my God.
When he had a personal quarterbacks coach.
Oh my
in junior
God.
High. JV.
Let's see. Fred writes in, not me. Brady's
Thank
earned
God,
the right
I don't
to have
to
another
hear anymore from Fred you.
Brady has earned the right to have another life. I was a single father and had to make sacrifices so I could be closer to my kids. They are grown now and are great parents because of it. What's the deal with T.O.?
I want to sign him.
I don't.
Apparently he's got 5 teams interested. Rosenhaus says he'll sign within 2 weeks. A lot of teams have publicly stated no interest. The Seattle Seahawks are one, the San Diego Chargers. People thought maybe with Vincent Jackson's suspension.
The Patriots are not one of them.
They are not one of them. And 71%+ of Patriots fans, according to a Quinnipiac poll on Patriots.com, want T.O. They want to bring him aboard. That is a change from a year ago when last March, 55% were not interested. Yeah, so only 45%.
I think now the price is right.
The desperation is near.
The desperation is right. Mm-hmm.
What?
I meant for the team.
I truly believe that there is some fear in it. They don't think they're good enough, they being the Patriots fans, and they want more talent.
I just always think fans think more is better. Even if you did have, you know.
I agree with that.
Right, but in just premise. 1 year, in one calendar year, they went
That's
from 55% to 71.
Again, last year, T.O. wasn't as desperate. You wouldn't be able to get him on the terms
actually
you're
went
getting
from 45 right. yes to yeah. 71 yes. So it's like right. a 26%
jump.
Percentage point
plus.
Jump.
Matt from Glasgow, Scotland. Love the show. Tom Brady could do no wrong in my eyes. Answer this question. Are the Pats better now with or without Brady if he is in New England since last season or if he shows up the first game of the regular season?
I don't know. According to Paul Perillo's win-based formula, they were better with Matt Castle when they won 11 games.
Also, how do you think Tully Bannacane will perform this season? Do you think he will get double-digit sacks?
No.
No?
No, probably not. I would hope not only because I hope that a lot of other players are stepping up and getting more than their share as well.
I think he'll never hope for a guy to not get 10 sacks.
No, but I mean,
he had a career year. I think that will be the heights. He had 5 sacks against the Bills.
I think you know what I'm saying, Andy. He was responsible for the bulk of their sack production.
Sure.
So I would rather see that distribution spread out among a lot more people and that they increase their output, not just rely on one guy who was above average at best.
But I will tell you and tease a Pulse story in the upcoming Patriots Football Weekly training camp preview issue that Tully Bantakane, unlike the quarterback, has decided to maintain the same drive and motivations he's had throughout his career from a seventh-round special teamer through a 10-sack guy. He said he's going to take the same approach to get better. Hmm. He's going to work just as hard.
Really?
Which is a bit of a juxtaposition against
and
the
And he has a family as well, I believe.
He does have a family, Eric. I'm not sure he has, you know, children from different mothers.
Let's see. Kamani says, can you tell Eric that there's a problem with his website? When you click on the archive for his blog, it just stays on the same page you're viewing. And what happened to the redesign? He doesn't even update it that much. You're disappointing your fans, Eric.
I can live with that.
Well, Eric doesn't, you know, he's not what he used to
I chose not to compete on the website.
You know, it has nothing to do with a girl. We'd all credit him if he got a girl and stopped
Brady
working.
Brady has an excuse. I don't know what Eric's is. let's see. Warren in London says, after following Twitter, I can tell you 3 players who have not been to Foxborough in months.
Lee Bodden, Darius Butler, those guys, because they're all on Twitter.
But I think they work out.
They work out. I know they do.
Understand. You only have to be.
But they're addicted.
3 days
a week. Those guys
are
addicted to Twitter.
And
you follow Twitter.
There's plenty of those guys that work out like Friday morning or whatever and then beat feet out of town and get on a plane and they're in Miami for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back, whatever. Being here does not mean living here. It means being here.
But those guys are addicted to Twitter,
right?
As you know.
And maybe they wouldn't be if Tom Brady were here to tell them we don't Twitter here.
Mm-hmm. Andrew and Kent, hi, guys who aren't on a holiday.
Wait a minute. That's a total different one than John in Lynn. This is Andrew in Kent.
Kent.
It's about a year since my last email, so I thought I'd try to get another
read. Intent for a while.
A couple of mostly random topics to raise, plus a hopeful future subscriber story. First,
what part
Fred,
of Kent are you in?
When is the iPhone app getting updated for the 4? We're actually having a new version coming out any day now. So
what's that now?
We stopped paying it.
Second.
For the iPhone, did you buy your plastic case so you can get actually
No, you're getting
phone
one
calls?
Free. You Steve one Jobs free. Said they're sending them free right. to all these
Duct
people.
Tape works as well.
Yeah.
Really, duct tape needs to do a commercial. If you can fix an iPhone with duct tape, that needs to be in a commercial.
Second, as a Pats fan, I've already had the pleasure of the only team worth supporting playing at Wembley. However, there is a game again this year, Broncos at 49ers. My dilemma is who to support when I go. My argument goes like this. 49ers as the NFC team are the least impact to the Pats but have few current players with Pats links. Broncos, as AFC, could be a problem for the Pats come playoffs, but have ex-players to support as well as the coach.
You root for the 49ers.
Unless, of course, you cut ties like Fred does. Where should my one-game allegiance lie?
49ers. Yeah, that's the correct answer.
If you like the Pats, you root for the 49ers.
NFC team.
You definitely cut ties with that McDaniels connection.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the anger you
on the
had
bus.
When he on the bus. Right. Watching him, he was like high-fiving, hugging people.
I just don't
think
he handled himself maturely.
Well, I would agree with that.
Lastly, a quick story. A new guy.
When you hire a 32-year-old head coach,
right?
A new guy starts at work and outs himself early as an NFL fan and one who supports the Pats. I recommend PFW in Progress to him, and he started listening. Next task is to wave my latest electronic issue of the magazine under his nose and see if he'll add himself to your subscribers list.
Go for it.
And lastly, Juve's South Park Open is legendary. That was good.
The one that. Tomáš was not going to even play, had buried in his inbox and wasn't going to play. Is that the one?
No. I think that was a different one, wasn't it?
I don't know. Dhruv has done so many, unlike our producers. Okay, a comeback right. that takes All that right. long is not a good comeback. Press the button faster, monkey. Why do you have your Superliga shirt on?
There's a soccer game tonight.
And if you call it super, does that make it so? I mean,
let's see.
So super.
You have to say Liga.
Emailer super says, Liga. The problem is not whether Tom Brady is on campus or not, but the fact that the Pats no longer have the studs and the coaches to be elite. Poor drafting and poor free agency have left them with no pass rush, no home run threat at running back, a questionable wide receiver core, questionable cornerbacks, a terrible offensive coordinator, and a lack of attitude and swagger. Deal with these issues, then argue the nonsense.
So, Andy, obviously we're wrong. It's Bill Belichick's fault.
True.
Well, that's what he's saying.
That's what this guy's saying,
because
right?
he chooses those guys. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you agree with it?
No.
I'll tell you where we were right.
Well, do you agree with his premise that they have not done well in the draft and free agency?
They've been inconsistent.
I think last 2 years they've done well in the draft. They had
we'll
that
see.
1 year where they, you know.
Yeah, we think they've done well. We'll see how the.
We think they've done
we
well.
We think, yeah.
We'll see how that plays
if
out.
If Chung and Brace suck, you blew 2 second-round picks. That's not good.
And Wheatley, second-round pick.
Wheatley from the year earlier, but I was just going the last yeah. two that mm-hmm. he said they've done a good job. We'll see. It's still a work
still
in progress,
yep.
so to speak.
Jonathan in Brookfield, Connecticut says, the more and more I listen to you guys, I realize that you are the only legitimate source actually covering the Patriots.
Thank you.
Sick of reading laughable articles written by Albert Breer who pulls stuff out of his you-know-what. Keep doing what you're doing.
Andy puffs stuff out of that you-know-what.
Congrats on the ratings. My work week would suck so much more if I didn't have 2 hours of heaven on Tuesdays and Thursdays listening to you guys ramble, entertain, and share your unbiased opinions. Well, we all know Fred is biased, but hey, you still got to love Jake Steele. Also,
that today.
I would love to buy you guys lunch one day.
Yes.
Can I get some info on that?
Yes.
Tomáš will...
Email Tomáš. Tomáš, save this guy's email.
He'll hook you up or pass it along.
The guy
a
that,
lunch buyer.
The email that Fred just read.
Let's see.
Lunch buyer.
We got a list together.
Put him in the queue.
After I leave.
For if we ever get a... fill. No, now, when are you leaving?
Friday.
So next
Friday?
Tuesday, literally, there may not be a show because that seat will be empty?
Someone will be doing the show.
Doctor.
I don't like when we go,
right?
I'm going to do it.
Lynn writes
in. It's not
in,
my problem.
Lynn Lee writes
in. Wow. Boy, that's the kind of attitude.
Well, that's the attitude I'd have if I were leaving, too.
Yeah, well, I know, but.
Especially if I were disgruntled
actually,
while
that's
leaving.
The kind of attitude that Paul has, and
it's
he's
true,
still here.
He's still here.
Sort of.
Lynn Lee writes in, Eric made the comparison about the real world. Every place I've worked, the boss seems to have the motto, do as I say, not as I do. So the boss isn't at the office as much as the rest of the workers or out on the floor getting dirty like the rest of the factory workers. That is just the way it is. When he is there, he works 100%. If so, I don't have a problem with the superstar not being there and with his family. So
we don't have
and
a problem.
We don't have
think,
a problem
but
with
Eric
it.
Makes a point. If you're smart, you realize that. Not all these guys are smart.
That's all we've been saying.
You know,
finally, we agree.
These guys are impressionable.
Yeah.
And back when you had guys like, as you pointed out, Brewski and Vrabel
Harrison.
And Harrison, there were more guys making certain impressions upon them.
Mm-hmm.
When they were here. They weren't here all the time, though, I'm telling you. They were enforcers when they were here. You know? They did not. They weren't the 24/7 guys.
Nobody's 24/7.
Thank you.
It only takes 8 hours a week.
Zach and
maybe not even 8 hours.
Zach
a week.
And Syracuse writes in. Me and
Syracuse.
That's what I say.
I know we like
the
that.
Syracuse Orange.
Me and some of my buddies
he
got a beach house
that,
down
he?
In Narragansett for the week, and we're thinking about
Ooh,
making the trip to Foxborough about this time. About sometime this week.
Narragansett.
Why it's
would
only
you
about
leave
an
Narragansett?
Hour.
Well, that's
I
a
would
good
love
point.
To
that's
stop
a good
in
point.
And say, hey, anyway, the shows are great. Keep up the great work. You should come next week on the 29th.
Come for training camp.
Yeah.
Don't just come for us.
29th is when training camp starts.
Mark tape.
And don't leave a beach house to come. No offense
yeah, don't
to
leave Narragansett.
Patriot Place. But
the weather's been great.
He's in Narragansett on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 90
Stay
degrees
there.
Every day.
Yeah.
Stay there. Have a beer and your bathing
although,
suit
Although, lately, hasn't there been some bacteria... notices on the beaches. I think that's just Boston beaches.
Yeah,
they've actually closed.
We haven't had
for
that problem.
Contamination.
We haven't had that problem.
We haven't had that problem. Providence.
The beach is like 5 feet long because the state's only 5 feet long.
No, there's some beautiful beaches.
I know. I'm
in
just
Rhode Island.
We're supposed to play along with him when he wants to have fun with somebody, but he just cuts ties immediately.
Look, I'm the first one in line to make fun of Rhode Island, but when it comes to their beaches,
you were born and raised there for a short time, right?
Oh, by the way.
you went to Dennis Yarmouth, right?
Yes, I did.
How come the Cape Cod League team is Yarmouth Dennis?
That's a good question. I think they purposely did that not to confuse them with the DY Dolphins.
Who the hell is that?
And the fact
who
that
are the, DY Dolphins?
The Dennis Yarmouth Dolphins.
What are they?
DY. That's the high school team. The YD team is the Cape Cod Baseball League.
Oh, okay.
And they play in Yarmouth, so maybe.
Are they the Dolphins too?
No.
I just thought Yarmouth might have
gotten
jealous.
So how would that confuse people if they have a different mascot?
Well, because it's DY and DY.
And one is in the summer in the Cape Cod League, one is a high school.
So how do people.
My guess is Yarmouth got jealous and wanted some
maybe.
Know, so do top billing.
So do people think the Super Bowl champions are the New England Revolution?
Could be.
Shouldn't they have been the England New Revolution?
I have no idea what, you know.
What difference does it make?
These analogies are like.
Sometimes it's very hard to be aligned with Eric.
Right.
How is it difficult?
He's looking at me with his mouth open.
That was the gayest giggle he's ever had.
Preston from Brockton. Sorry this is off topic, but you guys remind me of the Hangover movie. Fred is the guy with the beard. Andy is the cool dude that wants to be the daredevil and steal the cop car.
Nice.
Eric is the dentist guy.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Eric is the dentist guy who doesn't have any say so in his relationship, and I guess Paul can be Doug for whatever reason.
Who is Doug?
The guy who's getting married.
Oh,
the irrelevant guy who I heard a discussion about. They're not going to really try to sign him for the sequel. They're not going to
because
he's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Well, he says Paul could be the Doug because
he's irrelevant.
Doug wasn't in the movie much, and Paul is never there anyway. Bradley Cooper was. He's always missing and. Some always say, where is Paul today? That's what I say. He can fit that role. Well, I'm going back to work.
Role.
Just thought about that while I was daydreaming at my desk, thinking about the countdown to training camp. I can't wait.
You know why he's daydreaming? Because his boss left early. If his boss was there hard at work, he'd be hard at work.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it all starts from the top.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to set up some cameras here when I'm not here.
Whenever Doc leaves,
I'll tell you when you
early.
Should set him up. Preseason trips when we get on that bus
yeah, but
at like 11.
Leaving permanently.
Yeah, but I did 6 months ago.
Wow.
I can tell you all these things now.
Fred is always here. We do have to admit. Fred works hard.
He does. That's true. That's true.
When he's here.
I haven't proven anything yet.
I agree.
Yes, you have.
In my mind. Warren representing...
You're like Tully Bantikin.
You established, the most popular, best-selling team-issued newspaper/magazine in the NFL.
Except for
you established the first and the best team... website in the NFL.
Save it, Eric.
Now, there was that one time when we said, where are you going? It was an issue night, and he said, there's a concert at Fenway. You went to see the police or whatever and just blew out of town.
Yeah, but he'd established himself.
Otherwise,
it's
this is the business we have chosen.
At that time, I earned the right to miss a preseason.
Exactly.
And it was a terrible issue, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was a terrible issue without your leadership.
Warren, representing the UK.
This will be a great one because Paul's leadership isn't involved.
This is a script, he writes.
He's never involved. Script?
This is a script.
A script? Okay.
T.O. Yes, I think it would be interesting for a season. Brady, forget his lifestyle and other priorities. He will always give 100% when it counts. Welker, does it look like he may be ready for the start of the season? So what the hell is this guy? I don't know. Spikes, how has Spikes been looking?
These are all questions
after
a colon.
Yeah.
So it's not a script.
Yeah, it's not a script. I'm sorry. I thought he had a little script for us.
We got a little Patriot sitcom going on.
So let me start
here.
Again.
Please do.
As far as T.O., he says... Yes, I think it would be interesting for a season. As far as Brady, he says, forget his lifestyle and other priorities. He will always give 100% when it counts. Welker, does it look like he may be ready for the start of the season? That's still undecided, I think, right?
Yeah, but I'm more optimistic now than I was.
Sure.
I'll be stunned if he's on PUP.
April.
It's a bad move if he's on PUP.
Spikes, how has Spikes been looking from what you've seen so far? Too early.
He's a pads guy. He's
right. He has the right mentality. He's more of a...
Well, off the field,
he's more
yeah.
outgoing than Mayo is, there's no doubt. Right?
Yeah.
He's different.
He's different, definitely.
I think he's a more natural leader than Gerard Mayo.
Tell that caller from Kent that he should save his money and not go to the next game in London and fly out and witness a true game in the States. Atmosphere is terrible in London.
I like London.
Oh, London was great. Come on.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were, you know, cheering when flags were flying.
Wow.
You know.
They're still getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great atmosphere, but if you really want to see...
I don't know where the tight end lines up.
That's why Eric was like, woohoo, tight end!
Oh, boy. Let's see. A lot of
not
emails.
Your best effort.
That was not a gay
not
joke.
Your no, I know, but it was not your best effort.
Well, my best efforts are gay jokes. It's been proven.
You're resting on your laurels there?
Despite what Hillary Duff has told me. I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard it secondhand.
Paul's boot has chimed in, the Bledsoe.
Oh, yeah.
He says, hey, guys, and Perillo the Hutt, who is still on vacation. I just wanted to say that Andy's recent blog about Paul's vacation trip with Randy Moss was the funniest thing that Andy has ever done. And it sure is nice to have a few days without that fat bastard. Later, guys, Paul's boots still hanging on the mantle.
I still think the funniest thing I've ever done was, oh, it's got to be Mendenhall here. Right, here is Mendenhall.
Yeah.
I think that compilation is both the best work ever done by our producers.
You didn't know you were doing it when you did it.
No.
That's why it's magic.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
That compilation by whoever put it together, whether it was Gary or Dog.
I think it was Gary.
Probably not Doc.
That was fun.
Sorry,
Pedro, you should give the second one. Yesterday's, I knew I was trying to be funny and stupid and take a shot at Paul. That was just magic that came naturally. It was organic.
I was a big fan of when you made fun of the Make-A-Wish kid this year.
He didn't know he was doing it.
I wasn't so much.
Matt says, I'm a first-time emailer, and I really like to talk about nature taking its course on the last week's show. And it had me wondering. I just started listening to the show about 3 months ago, so forgive me if someone has already asked this. What would be your worst way to die? Fire? I've done it on this show many times. Fire, drowning.
I have too, arguing with you.
et cetera. Do you believe in the 2012 Judgment Day prediction? Eric does. And what do you guys think really happens once you die? Sleep forever, heaven, hell. Thanks for reading my email, Fred. And to all the first-time listeners of PFW in Progress, trust me, it's the greatest radio show of all time. You'll be hooked. Keep up the great work, guys.
I think drowning's pretty bad.
Yeah. Anything
involving suffering is bad.
Although I would rather die from drowning than like
But you'd
cancer.
Be suffocating. Yeah, but that's a different kind of suffering, though.
I don't want to be a burden on anyone. People have to take care of me and change my diaper.
But you could actually do something about that. You could kill yourself. People do that.
Well, then that's suicide. Right. That's a way to die.
But drowning.
But there are different ways to die through suicide, too.
Right.
But just drowning, that just being enveloped by the water, still being conscious, kind of
choking,
waiting.
knowing that it's happening.
Yeah.
And,
what about being burned to death?
Would be terrible.
Yeah.
The best thing is just go to sleep.
Well, of course.
And then wake up wherever it is we go after here.
Star Wars.
Or not wake up, depending on what you believe.
Yeah, sure.
Could just be blackness forever.
No, I don't want to think that. That's
oh, according to Why? The Bank of Nigeria, I could make $10 million if I give them 100. I might do
Why
that.
Don't you want to believe that it just goes to black? It's because life's been such a disappointment. Really putting a lot of stock in that afterlife.
You're a jerk.
His little giggles are good today.
No, but seriously, that
would suck.
It's depressing if this is it.
But that's because people like your religion and all these, they make us believe that there is something better.
Well,
if
because
we planned our whole
you have
lives.
To have hope.
No, but if you planned your whole life thinking it just ended, you'd be happier when it just ended. Now you think, I was just watching that stupid movie, The First Lie or whatever.
Oh, The Invention of Lying?
Yeah, and he's telling people that everyone
With
gets a
Ricky
mansion
Gervais.
And any mansion you want.
Right.
We're built up to believe that. And if there's just black, it's going to be such a letdown. Right. Well, it's kind of like the Super Bowl.
And you got to keep people in line by...
You were undefeated.
Right.
Everybody thought this was punctuation point greatest.
Yeah.
And it... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not what it is.
No.
It's over.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Robert writes in, I'm doing a speech on why people should be Pats fans due tomorrow. I was wondering if you could help me and talk about Troy Brown playing the position that was needed. Team player.
Poor guy's been waiting an hour and 58 minutes to hear this. He's running out of time.
Well, if it's 1:58, we got to go. We're actually 1 minute past
Troy
when the
Brown
show
playing
ends.
The position that was needed. Troy Brown is the consummate football player.
Yes.
He's one of the best football players to ever play in New England, which means his natural gift of instincts for the game. Tom Brady was Wes Welker, Matt Castle, low draft picks, Welker undrafted, being long shots, becoming the greatest at their position. Well, you can talk about, Teddy Bruschi coming back from a heart attack. Good stuff.
Stroke,
redemption
stroke,
of
stroke,
Corey Dillon
stroke,
and Randy Moss.
Stroke,
you
clarify the errors.
Yeah, I don't know if Corey Dillon actually had a redemption. I think he was kept under wraps for
I
a
believe
year
he's
or
two. In jail right now.
Vince Wilfork doing the right thing by not holding out last year. Robert Kraft turning one of the worst franchises around. You can never lose talking about that one. Belichick failing at Cleveland head coach and now being the greatest coach. You could go back to the whole credibility thing. Eric failing at everything. That's always a good topic. By the way, I have been listening to every episode of your show since the 08 season, and I got into a fight with my friend, who's called Pope Boy, over Star Wars being better than God. So, anyway.
Better than God?
I don't know if I ever knew
that the exact argument?
seems to be some factual errors in those.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We appreciate everyone listening in, and we will be back on Thursday. Will Paul be back on Thursday?
No.
No.
Okay. Next week.
All right. We'll see you Thursday.
PFW in Progress, putting out the magazine or an all-nighter after the game, these guys aren't afraid of the grindstone.
Working hard, and we're working hard, working evenings, ordering in, working Saturdays.
Patriots.com Radio.